They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me, the pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay, and so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Very pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark. It's Bruce Claus night in Shoretown. Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore Bruce Claws for one night only. And tonight they take on the Brooklyn Cyclones. Bruce Claus, high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Cyclones are the high A affiliate of the New York Mets. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Chamberisi. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn meeting for the second time of three this weekend. Brooklyn won the opener last night 10-3. 6-15 for Jersey Shore, 31-56 overall. Brooklyn 12-10 and 42-46. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, a little bit warm out here tonight in Lakewood, New Jersey, but I know we're excited, and the fans coming in are excited. Andrew Painter is going to pitch tonight for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws, Philly's number one prospect and the top pick in last year's draft. The 19-year-old is coming off a two really good outings his last two times out. Greg's going to tell you all about that in a moment. Blue Claws trying to snap. Well, they've had some problems lately, as you know, especially playing in this ballpark. They have a losing streak here. They ran into some, again, some control problems last night. So there was, in that defeat, so there was some not so good, but also some good coming out of that. And before the game, we talked with manager Keith Werman about the not so good, the good, and about Painter's going out there tonight. And we're back in the clubhouse talking with Jersey Shore manager Keith Werman. And Keith, unfortunately, again, too many walks last night. Seven, not a whole lot, but it seemed that whenever you walk somebody, they came around and scored.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see the numbers and how often teams score on us when we walk guys in innings. And it seems like it happens all the time. And obviously, you know, the importance of limiting the free bases there are has been an emphasis all year, and obviously there's times where we struggle to command the strike zone, and that's baseball.
Hey, is there anything a manager or pitching coach can do about that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, just continue to emphasize, hey, get ahead in the count, and it's stuff we've emphasized all year, and I understand it's easy for us to say, hey, throw more strikes and don't walk guys. Yeah, that's easy to say, and I recognize these guys are trying to execute pitches, and some days they just don't have it, and obviously the continued work and their bullpens and their pregame work is important. And if we can carry that over into the game, you know, you'll start to see a little more consistency.
So as we sit here in your office, Blue Claws lost 10 in a row in this ballpark. Are you thinking of maybe changing chairs, rearranging the furniture? You have any cure for this?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, we just, you know, continue to put the quality work in every day and be ready to go each day and try to turn the page and get the best out of the guys every day. And obviously the results are what they are. We've struggled on all parts of the game. You know, some days are better than others, and you know, and you just got to take care of the baseball and go after these guys. And you know, hopefully we can string some things together here and draw a little more entertainment for the fans.
Is it more aggravating even when you go into a tailspin to have it happen at home like this, or is it?
Of course. I mean, I think it's a struggle regardless whether you're home or away, but obviously the fans come to watch good baseball, and then when you run through days where we struggle to throw strikes and struggle to put the ball in play, it's you know, it's tough for the fans, and obviously we're here to entertain them and put together a good ball game for them to watch, and obviously, you know, we want to have success, you know, individually, but also as a club, and when those things aren't happening, it makes it tough for sure.
And the good news department, Jared Corbett, the terrific diving catch in left center field last night, makes number one, top 10 sports center. And that was quite a play, and he's done a nice job in center field.
Absolutely, you know, just tracking his reads off the bat, and you know, it's just his focus. Regardless of the score, he had a really nice play actually that probably went unnoticed late in the game. We were down by a lot, and you know, on a cut and relay with bad coverage, just engaged with the game all the time, fundamentally sound, and obviously you get rewarded. You run a long way, and you make a nice play like that. Obviously, it's nice to see that rewarded for him.
Well, tonight Andrew Painter takes the hill for Jersey Shore, and what's his leash? What's expected length of his performance tonight?
Yeah, I don't think we'll go too crazy on a pitch count. I think we'll probably keep it right around that, you know, 70 to 80 range. You know, and obviously we'll track how the game goes, but we'd love to throw him out there and just let him go, see what he can do, and see if he can carry his last outing into this week.
Brooklyn hits pretty well, maybe better than their team average. This will be another good challenge for him.
Absolutely, a new different ball club. I don't think he's faced these guys yet, so it'll be a fresh look for those guys as well, and you know, any chance you get to face a quality arm like Painter, that, you know, these guys are gonna be ready to hit, and it's gonna be a good challenge for him. I'm excited to watch.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll be the end of the home losing streak tonight.
Let's see what happens. We'll get after it today for sure.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. That was Tony with Blue Claws manager Keith Werman. And Tony, Andrew Painter on the mound tonight. His second home start. His first one was perfect. He faced nine batters. He retired nine batters. He struck out four. And then last Saturday, he pitched in Aberdeen and threw four scoreless innings there with nine strikeouts. Gave up two hits. One of them was on a bunt single. So he's just been phenomenal. And it'll be good to see him out there once again tonight for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, well, that's really an understatement. But Greg, his opponent tonight is also a very good prospect. You have the number one prospect in the Philly system tonight in Andrew Painter, and the number nine prospect in the Met system, Dominic Hamill.
Yeah,
so good matchup.
Yeah, Hamill has given up three runs in 10 innings with 17 strikeouts in just a couple of games at Brooklyn. He had a 3.84 ERA in 14 games with their low A team, St. Lucie, and struck out 71 in 63 in a third innings with them. He was the Mets' third-round pick last year out of Dallas Baptist, which was the same alma mater, of course, of now Phillies first baseman and former Blue Claws first baseman Derek Hall. So a very good pitching matchup tonight. Blue Claws will have to do something with Alex Ramirez, the center fielder for Brooklyn. Has only been with the Cyclones for a couple of weeks. Yesterday he had four hits, including a three-run home run in the first inning and an RBI double in the fifth. He drove in five runs by the fifth inning en route to the 10-3 Brooklyn win, and he is the Mets' number four-ranked prospect in their organization. By the way, just waiting for the umpires. I don't know where they are. So they will be here at some point, and they'll go out and do the lineup card exchange between Blue Claws manager Keith Werman and the manager for Brooklyn, Louis Rivera. But here come the two umpires, Brian DeBrower, who will be behind the plate, and Lane Culliver, who will be on the bases. Blue Claws hit three home runs here last night. Obviously, not a home run hitter's haven is Shoretown Ballpark, but last night, a couple of home runs by Jersey Shore. They hit three. Ramirez hit one for Brooklyn, but the Blue Claws got long balls from Rickson Wingrove, Freddie Francisco, and Ethan Wilson. For Wilson is sixth of the year, Wingrove is eighth. Francisco is first of the season and just his second professional home run. And Wingrove shot, Tony, especially, was an absolute, no doubt about it, shot in terms of distance. The only question was, would it stay fair? It went over the foul pole, smashed off the billboard down there behind the right field wall, and it did stay fair, albeit barely so, but that doesn't matter. And Blue Claws hit three homers last night, and they will try to do that again today against a very good pitcher.
Like, speaking of pitching, two of the other really good Blue Claw pitchers, as they've been all year, Mick Abel, the Phillies' number two prospect, and Ben Brown, who should be cracking the Phillies' top 30 sooner than later.
He's in the back end of the top 30, but he should be higher.
Yeah. And they were skipped over this weekend. Keith Werman saying, well, you know, they just want to give each guy a little bit of a longer time off. So Brown will next pitch on Thursday at Wilmington, and Abel will next pitch on Friday. So nothing to worry about. They're just getting a little extra time off, and they'll be back in action later next week, Ben Brown and Nick Abel.
Which you have to know was going to happen anyway, because those two guys have made every turn throughout this lengthy season. They've pitched every week, and Ben was the opening day starter, and Abel was the game two starter back on opening weekend here in April against Aberdeen, and they've made every turn this year, every week they've pitched. So you kind of had an idea that they were going to give those guys a break using that All-Star break, 4 days off to do that. And it makes sense, of course. They're both right around 70 innings this season. In Abel's case, you know, he only threw 40-some-odd innings last year with Clearwater. And in Brown's case, you know, he only made four starts at the Blue Claws and then a few on a little rehab last year. And he hadn't pitched since 2019, of course, when he also made only four starts before getting hurt. So they don't have that lengthy workload. So you knew they were going to give him some time, but they've both had excellent seasons. Jared Carr taking the field now. Blue Claws, the other thing, Tony, and you mentioned it with Keith, if they have not won a home game since June 16th. As we sit here on Saturday night, July 23rd, they've lost 10 in a row, and in those games they've been outscored 77-29. So they are due for a home win. Yeah, every time at the end of every game they play either the Crab Rave if the Blue Claws win, or they play That's Life by Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. And That's Life is a great song, but it's not supposed to play as often as Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as unfortunately it has over the last couple of weeks. But the Claws will send the Phillies' number one prospect, 6'7", 19-year-old right-hander Andrew Painter to the mound coming up here on a hot Saturday night at the Jersey Shore. It's Bruce Claus night in Shoretown. A lot of folks down the third baseline where the band is performing Asbury Fever. They'll be playing until about 9:15 here tonight. Blue Claws and the Cyclones. Brooklyn clinched the season series with a win yesterday. They're 14-5 against Jersey Shore. But Andrew Painter makes his fifth Jersey Shore appearance coming up in just a moment against Brooklyn right-hander Dominic Hamill. We'll take a break when we come back to starting lineups for the first pitch from Shoretown Ballpark. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Tonight, the Jersey Shore Bruce Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones. Blue Claws 6-15, 31-56. Phillies affiliates, Brooklyn 12-10, 42-46. An affiliate of the New York Mets. Cyclones the winners in the opener last night, 10-3. And Andrew Painter takes to the hill tonight for Jersey Shore. It'll be his fifth Blue Claw start against right-hander Dominic Hamill for Brooklyn. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Ciambarese. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, another beautiful night for baseball. Yes, it is a little bit warm, but already the shadows creeping out onto the field, halfway through the infield now. And though a warm night, a typical summer evening here for baseball, highlighted by the fact that the Phillies' number one prospect, Andrew Painter, making another home start here this evening. The 6'7 right-hander should feel right at home here in this weather. He's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, so pitching in the 90s should be nothing new for him.
6'7", 215 pounds, 19 years old. He was born on April 10th, 2003, also known as the third Blue Claws opening night. The Brooklyn lineup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health with local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus in Lakewood, RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive health system, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you. Visit rwjbh.org. Matt Rudick leads off the DH, then Stanley Consuerga in right and Rowdy Jordan in left. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, will bat fourth, then JT Schwartz at first. Jose Peroso will play second base, bat sixth, and Jose Mena, the catcher. Jalen Palmer's at third. Shervin Newton is at short. So here's Rudick, and he will step in and lead things off. A left-handed batter from San Diego, California, 5'7" and 172 pounds. And he'll face Andrew Painter, who's got a good 12 inches on him, and we're ready to go. It's hot. And the first pitch of the game, a fastball high, and we're underway on Bruce Claus night. The count, one ball and no strikes. 92 degrees, 1 degree cooler, although I don't think you can feel it, than last night. 7:08 was the first pitch time, and Painter misses outside. And the count is 2-0. One thing that you'll notice with Painter, he works fast. Here's the 2-0. And Rudick hits it in the air to left field, drifting over De La Cruz toward the line. Carlos is there, makes the catch, one away. Looking back at his last start here, which was 2 weeks ago against Hudson Valley, he threw a few pitches, Tony, with 12 seconds left on the pitch clock. And the pitch clock begins at 14 when he catches the ball from the catcher. Just to give you a general idea, here's Stanley Consuerga, and the first pitch to him is grounded to third. To his left goes Fraylin Mignetti, throws to first in time. And quickly, two down, four pitches all required for Painter to get the first two. And that'll bring up the left fielder for Brooklyn, Rowdy Jordan. Painter, with the Blue Claws this year, has allowed 3 earned runs on 9 hits in 12 innings with 3 walks and 19 strikeouts. He struck out 69 hitters in 38 and two-thirds innings with Clearwater before getting the promotion. 88 Ks in 51 innings. On the year. Here's another first pitch swinger. Fly ball to center by Rowdy Jordan. Sunglasses on for Jared Carr. And he makes the grab, drifting to his right. 5 pitches for Painter in a 1-2-3. Opening frame. We go to the bottom of the first in Short Town. It's Brooklyn nothing. The Blue Claws coming to bat on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state. A heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation. A partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back in Shoretown, Blue Claws and Brooklyn. No score, bottom of the first. Five pitches in a 1-2-3 first inning for Andrew Painter. Jared Carr leads off for the Blue Claws. Then Luis Garcia. Carr in center, Garcia at second, and Ethan Wilson is in right. Carlos De La Cruz hits cleanup, and he bats fourth and plays left. Casey Martin's at short. Rickson Wingrove's at first. Batting seventh is the catcher, Herbert Iser. DJ Stewart will bat eighth. He's the DH. Batting ninth and third is Fraylin Mignetti. So, Jared Carr made SportsCenter this morning. He was the number one play, made a great diving grab in left center last night. And the first pitch by Dominic Camilla, fastball low, and the count 1-1. And no strikes. And he went 0-for-4 in the game. He's had 2-0-3, two homers, and 10 runs batted in for Jared Carr this season. Left-handed batter with a slightly open stance, and the 1-0 is fouled back. So, Tony, I can't say the play was a great play it when was. He made it last night, no doubt about it. But I can't say when it happened that I thought it was going to be a SportsCenter top 10 play, let alone number one. To be quite honest, yeah. Pleasantly surprised. Fastball inside of the count is 2-1 on Carr. When I got a text this morning at about 9 o'clock from one of the Blue Claws ticket staff members, Killian Ballou, and he said, "Hey, we were just on SportsCenter." Popped up off third, heading over Jalen Palmer, but I ran out of room. And I thought, "What do we do?" And then it was for Carr, and he said he was in the top 10 play. After that, he said he was in the top place. And then I didn't realize he was number one until I watched it a little bit later. But, you know, really cool for Carr. I know a lot of the players are really happy for him. It's a really cool thing to see yourself on SportsCenter for any kid growing up. Bouncer foul off to the right. And it was Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, who sprinted out of the dugout to grab that foul ball. That doesn't know who to give it to. Here's the 2-2 to Carr, fouled off. Dominic Hamill on the mound tonight for Brooklyn, a right-hander who was drafted in the third round a year ago by the Mets out of Dallas Baptist, and he's had a good year with St. Lucie, 5-2, a 3.84 ERA. With Brooklyn, he's allowed 3 earned runs in 10 innings with 17 strikeouts and 6 walks. 2-2 pitch, fouled off again. Good at bat by Carr, and the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. He last pitched, Hamill did last Saturday against Greensboro in Brooklyn, and gave up 1 earned run in 6 innings, struck out 10. That was only his second Brooklyn start. Breaking ball, swing and a foul tip. Carr stays alive, so 10 pitch at bat. And this, Tony, is exactly what you want to see. You know, no matter what happens, or almost a 10 pitch at bat, this is exactly what you want to see here from your leadoff batter, who swings through a high fastball. And that is strike 3. 9 pitch at bat. Carr strikes out, 1-0 for Luis Garcia. Garcia, Tony, was 5-for-34 before he broke his wrist in April. And since coming back, he's 5-for-34. 147, homers, 4 RBIs. He had 3 hits in the game Sunday, last game before the break. Hamill's pitch is Anthony's, a low strike given there by Brian DeBrower, the home plate umpire. And it's nothing at 1. Brooklyn has won 14 out of 19 against Jersey Shore this season. And another changeup and another strike on the outside corner. Anthony's, it's nothing in 2. Ethan Wilson is on deck for the Blue Claws. 0-2 from Dominic Hamill. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. So last night, Carson Seymour, the Brooklyn starter, gave up 3 runs over 6 innings and struck out 10. And Dominic Hamill is picked up right where Seymour left off with a pair of strikeouts to start his night. Here's Ethan Wilson, who had a home run last night, his sixth of the season. He takes a curveball down and in. The left-handed batter, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Two seasons at Yavapai College in Arizona for Hamill. He's from Chandler, Arizona, and then pitched at Dallas Baptist. Third-round pick by New York a year ago. 1-0. He's grounded softly up third, just foul. Nice pick by Blue Claws manager Keith Werman, who throws it over the 32-foot high net about 19 rows back through Fan up there. Andrew Painter will pitch the second. 1-2-3 first inning, just five pitches. And it was pretty clear, Tony, that Brooklyn's game plan is to swing at strikes. Here's the 1-1, and that's a little low. Two balls and a strike. Painter threw the first two pitches out of the strike zone, and then he threw a 2-0 strike that Rudick flew to left on, and then Kutzwerger grounded the third, and Jordan flew to center on the first pitch as a very bats. Fastball down and in. Three balls and a strike on Ethan Wilson.
Well, that would be the game plan, and they know he's going to be right around the plate.
Yeah, so. And they don't want to deal with the slider late it counts either. Here's the 3-1, and a pop-up off third. Jalen Palmer racing over toward the netting and out of play. Three rows back.
Painter Wilson, got, yeah, go.
Yeah, go. When he last pitched here, he had four strikeouts. Three of them were swinging on breaking ball. 3-2 on Ethan. This home run last night. Line drive out of the berm in right. Grounds this one towards second. Softly for Perosa, who handles it. Sidearms over to Schwartz at first, and the inning is over. Well, the Blue Claws go in order. 1-2-3 here in the first. On to the second inning we go. No score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Andrew Painter threw 5 pitches in the first inning. He will face 4, 5, and 6 in the second inning. No score. Alex Ramirez, JT Schwartz, and Jose Perosa. So, Tony, here's Alex Ramirez, who's 3 months older than Painter. Ramirez born January 13th of 2003. Painter April 10th of 2003. Ramirez had a big night yesterday, 13 for 49 on the year. Last night he had 4 hits, a homer, and drove in 5. First pitch is a breaking ball strike. Oh. So, and a beauty at that. So, we saw Brooklyn swing at all 3 strikes Painter threw on his 5 pitches in the first inning. So, he starts him off with a breaking ball there. 0-1 is a fastball that's high. And it's 1-1.
Greg, I got a hunch that you're going to see these two phase off against each other at various levels all the way up to the big leagues.
1-1 is lifted foul down the first baseline at a play, and the count 1-2.
This could be the beginning of a rivalry here.
The other thing that we have to mention,
the gun.
The gun, yeah. So it's about 4-5 slow, so don't 93 is really 97. Here's the 1-2, and it's a curveball that sails outside. 2-2 on Alex Ramirez, right-handed batter. He's the number 4 prospect in the Mets system per the MLB pipeline, behind the meat of Brooklyn's order last year. Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez, breaking ball, dribble foul. And Ronnie Mauricio
did a good job there. The batter did. Stay with that last breaking ball.
2-2. Fastball. Handcuffed him. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Andrew Painter picks up his first strikeout of the night. Comes in on the hands of Alex Ramirez and gets him swinging for the first out of the inning. That is strikeout number 101 in Painter's career, which, by the way, is just 58 innings old. Here's J.T. Schwartz, the left-handed hitting first baseman. 261, three homers, 33 ribbies, and a fastball up and inside of the count. One ball and no strikes. You know, one of the reasons why it's good to get Painter up here now, obviously he was just overpowering anyway. Here's a grounder to first, handled by Wingrove, no trouble. Takes it to the bag himself, steps on the base with his left foot, and there are two away. Is that you get to face him, he gets to face hitters that are much older than him and, you know, and more experienced. Yeah. J.T. Schwartz is 22 years old. He'll turn 23 in December and was the Pac-12 batting champion last year at UCLA. And last year, Painter was pitching for Calvary Christian High School in Fort Lauderdale. Here's Jose Perosa. Fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one. And frankly, Painter's just overpowered hitters at this level, too. Granted, in only 10 innings. Fastball outside, one ball, and or excuse me, 12 innings coming into today. So that pitch misses away. It's 1-1. Painter gets the ball back from Iser, quickly gets the sign, and the 1-1 is swung on and missed. High fastball, and the count 1-2. As soon as he gets the ball back, he basically looks in. Perosa's at 226 on the year. Painter looking for a second straight 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 1-2. Fastball hit in the air pretty well out in the center. Going back on it, Carr towards the track. He's there. Out near the boardwalk. Games over towards right center. Makes the grab. And that retires the side. Back-to-back 1-2-3s for Andrew Painter to start his night. We go to the bottom of the second. No score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
No score, bottom of the second inning. Carlos De La Cruz leading it off for Jersey Shore against right-hander Dominic Hamill. Carlos at 257, five homers and 17 runs batted. We'll have a special guest in just 1 second. Carlos went 0-for-4 last night. He hit his fifth home run of the year on Sunday back in Aberdeen right before the break, and he takes a fastball from Hamill that misses inside, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Casey Martin and Rickson Wingrove will follow here in the second. And the pitch lined down the left field line, but hooking foul. And up out of the grass berm out there from Carlos, just a bit out in front of that Dominic Hamill offering. And the count, one ball, one strike. Here's my friend Tom Cunningham, 107-1. The boss, Tom, comes on here, Bruce Claus Knight, virtually every year. And great to have him back here tonight. Here's the 1-1, and that one hit high in the air, well fouled down third, 1-2. Tom, welcome. How are you?
I feel horrible chasing Tony out of here. Oh, my gosh. He's a legend.
Yeah, Tony's been around.
He's the man.
covering sports in the Jersey Shore since long before the Bruce Brunch. Here's the 1-2, and that's a breaking ball outside.
Long before Springsteen on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So
and
what
long
a
before
night.
His first album, almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great night. Tom, of course, 107.1 The Boston Bruce Brunch every Sunday, 9 a.m. to
Springsteen
11
on Sunday.
What'd I say?
Springsteen on Sunday on 107.1 The Boss.
Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that is outside. So, yeah, 107.1 The Boss. And then tomorrow, where are you going?
Bar A for Springsteen on Sunday, live from 9 to 11. Special guest Steve Forbert.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm psyched.
3-2 to Carlos, and the pitch is low. Ball 4. So, Carlos draws the walk. So, Thomas hosted this show for about 19 years now.
We're closing in on the 19th anniversary.
And what episode is tomorrow?
I wrote it down. It's 865, I want to say. 965.
A few months until number 1,000. So let's go back there. How did the show start?
2003. I was on a station that I'm not on anymore. I started there.
Pitch to Martin is high, I want to know.
They wanted to do a Bruce Springsteen show, and who other than me could do the darn thing?
So how did you become the Springsteen fan and aficionado that you are now?
I was 16 when Greetings from Asbury Park came out, and I was all in, and that was that.
1-0 is a breaking ball outside, just missed. And we count 2 balls and no strikes. And we've talked, how many times have you seen him live?
Close to 300.
That's awesome.
And looking at the ticket prices now, it's going to stay close there, to 300.
2-0 on Casey Martin. That's low from Hamill. 3 balls and no strikes. So Rickson Wingrove on deck and one more ball. He bat with 2 on, 9 out. I was fortunate. I don't know how I did it, but I was fortunate enough to secure a couple for the Albany show.
I've seen him twice
without
in
giving
Albany.
Out my without right. giving cutting off my left hand. Here's the 3-0, and that's low ball 4. Back-to-back walks from Dominic Hamill and Jersey Shore has 2 on and nobody out for Rickson Wingrove here in the second.
I've seen him twice in Albany, once on my birthday. How about that?
I thought I read something that the Albany arena, which has had a million names, Times Union Center for a while, and I forgot what it's called now. And they said that they're the one arena or one venue that's been a part of every tour since the late 80s or early 90s. At least that's their claim.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I would think Madison Square Garden would want to have a conversation about that. But, yeah, I mean, Albany's a great, great place to see Bruce. You're going to have a great time there.
The great... another great spot is the Wells Fargo Center, which has also had a few names. Here's Rickson Wingrove, who's got 8 homers, and he takes a breaking ball, tries to check his swing, called strike anyway. And Rickson asking Brian DeBrower, not the low, but he might have swung anyway. But either way, it's nothing in one.
He went.
Yeah. He had a moonshot yesterday off the billboard in right field, the blue moon right over the foul pole.
Oh, wow.
For his 8th home run. 2 on, nobody out, no score, bottom of the second. And that one inside, it gets by the catcher, Mena. And it almost hit him. That'll be a wild pitch. And skips back to the screen as De La Cruz goes to third and Martin goes to second. And the count 1-1 on Wingrove. So Wednesday had a chance to go out there and taped a little segment with Pat Gallen of CBS 3 Philadelphia on Bruce Claus Night. He put on one of these jerseys that the players are wearing tonight, which are sleeveless jerseys. If you're watching on MILB TV, they're wearing red sleeves underneath, but the jerseys themselves are sleeveless with a denim look and a red shirt down the middle. There's a guitar patch on the front. Wingrove inside out, it's a grounder down third, foul. Oh, I don't know about that. It was called foul by the base umpire, Brian DeBrower, very close, and that would have been a two-run double.
Wow, and this is where a replay would... That looked fair,
fair to me. Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Let's see if... I don't know if they got it on MILB TV, but we'll take a look here. Oh, that looked fair to me.
Looked fair.
What do I know?
Are we on MILB TV as we speak?
We are. Oh yeah, that went over the bank. Our voices are. Our pictures are not.
Well, thank God for that.
Thank God. I agree. 1-2 on Rickson Wingrove. Infield is in, a breaking ball also in. And the count 2-2. Really, the left side is in, the right side. Perosa and Schwartz are back a little bit. Naylor Cruz in third, Casey Martin at second. No score, bottom two. Talking with Tom Cunningham of 107.1, the boss.
Springsteen on
Sunday. And the 2-2 is swung on. It mischased a high fastball. Wingrove not happy with himself. Strike three. Three strikeouts for Dominic Hamill. And there's one away. So we were talking about some of the venues where he's playing. And obviously he'll play all over the world starting in, what, January, February?
February in Florida. Tampa.
What's the most unique venue that you've seen him?
I would have to say Jazz Fest in New Orleans was pretty remarkable. That was with the Sessions Band in 2006.
Five or six.
2006.
Here's Herbert Iser, breaking ball in there for a strike.
And that was just remarkable.
And what's a... That was a unique setting, obviously. What about a more...
A traditional
stadium arena. Well, the arenas are generally better. Fastball, strike. Yeah. And the count 1-2.
You know, I always got to say the Spectrum. I mean, that was my go-to place. First arena show I ever saw was at the Spectrum. Mata Hoople in 1973. Oh, my.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You went to Dayton.
Yes.
Here's the 0-2. And Iser checks his swing and a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes.
That's a good take right there. That was a tough pitch. That's a good take.
Herbert, an even 200, a homer, six RBIs. He's been with the Blue Claws since the middle of June. E.J. Stewart is on deck. And you worked at the radio station, right, and played his music while there? Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a hard ground to second. Runner coming home, but it's booted by Perosa, or I should say bobbled. He recovers and throws to first for the out, and De La Cruz scores. Perosa might have had a play on De La Cruz. Now, would he have gotten him? It would have depended on the throw. But when he bobbled the ball, that was that. So it's an RBI for Herbert Iser, seventh. And the Blue Claws have, or I should say the Bruce Claws, have a 1-0 lead.
There you go.
De La Cruz scores. Martin goes to third. And here's DJ Stewart. So, yeah, had you played his music there in Dayton?
Yeah, I was on in 75. I was on my college station. And then...
Grounder back toward the middle by Stewart. That squirts through in the center base hit. Casey Martin scores from third. It's an RBI single for DJ Stewart. His 32nd ribby of the year. 2-0 Jersey Shore. Well, the Blue Claws capitalize on both walks to start this inning. And here's Fraylin Mignetti. And then how did you move into, what were you doing when you came on with this show here? The Bruce Martin's now Springsteen on Sunday.
When I got done my college thing, and I got a job at the
fastball strength
big rock station in Dayton. So
okay,
I was 20 with 50,000 watts of southeastern Ohio.
That's awesome!
At my control, freeform rock radio, crazy. And then
0-1, breaking ball high.
Who doesn't want to come back to Jersey? So in 1979, I got a job at WPST in my hometown of Trenton and worked there for 10 years.
Mignetti's a right-handed batter. Blue Claws 2-0. That hit by Stewart, by the way, that was the first hit for either side tonight. And Jersey Shore has a two-run lead with just the one hit. Stewart can run. He leads off for a 17 out of 18 on the bases. Not going. Breaking ball. Line back toward the middle. That's dropping. Base hit in front of the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Stewart stops at second. So back-to-back singles for Stewart and Mignetti. Two on, two out for Jared Cohn. So I know and here comes the pitching coach for Brooklyn, and that is A.J. Sager. Out to the mound. So I know when you have the show tomorrow, you'll get listeners from not just here. You'll get listeners from all over the country, all over the world. Obviously, he has his own XM station. How do you think there are a lot of great acts from that era that don't have those things. What about him and this band has kind of transcended all that and made it, and he's going to sell out all these stadiums all over the world coming up in a few months.
Well, clearly it's Bruce, his artistry, his his ability to write songs that create a great sense of community. The band, I mean, the E Street Band, for crying out loud, it's just a top-notch experience.
And you've had many of the band, almost all the band members, right on the show.
Every member of the E Street Band, except
the main one, the big one. Well, you're saving him for the thousandth show.
That's my play.
Here's Jared Carr, fastball strike, and a count, another good one. Did you see Carr? He was the number one play on SportsCenter this morning.
Yeah,
he made a diving catch last night. That was pretty cool.
Ridiculous.
Left-handed batter with an open stance is Jared Carr. Stewart at second, Mignetti at first. And the pitch by Dominic Hamill, swung on and missed a breaking ball. Tom's also an enormous Phillies fan, huge Phillies fan, Eagles fan, but what do you hope for the Phillies here coming up? Obviously, the trade deadline is in about a week and a half.
Well, I guess I was happy that I couldn't watch the game last night because it was on some screwball
Apple
app.
Yeah.
So I guess I was happy I couldn't watch that one.
0-2, swing and a miss. Go ahead.
I'd like to see a starting pitcher and at least one more bullpen arm.
We'll let you go watch Andrew Painter here pitch the third. Tom, as always, great to see
you. Thank you.
Springsteen on Sunday tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. on 107.1 The Boss. If you can, go to Bar A. If you can't, you can tune in at 107.1 FM or 107.1theboss.com. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks,
Greg. See you for Bruce Claus night 23. Two runs for the Bruce Claus. Two hits, no errors. Two left, 2-0 to the third. BlueClaws.com and MyLBTV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore's summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist...
Back in Shoretown, we head into the top half of the third. The Blue Claws a 2-0 lead. RBI single by DJ Stewart and an RBI groundout by Herbert Iser. So Jersey Shore leading it 2-0. And Andrew Painter has retired all six batters that he's faced so far. Painter threw 12 pitches in the second inning. He threw 5 pitches in the first inning. And Herbert Iser, a little bit of an equipment adjustment with his left shin guard. And now we are ready to go. 7-8-9, Jose Mena, Jalen Palmer, and Shervin Newton. Painter, one strikeout through the first two. First pitch of the third is a curveball high and outside. One ball and no strikes. 6'7" right-hander from South Florida with the high school Calvary Christian in Fort Lauderdale. Another curveball down and away, 2-0. He was born on Blue Claws opening day 2003. Fastball hit well, deep out in the left field. Going back on it, De La Cruz turns around over his head and gone. Jose Mena takes Andrew Painter over the left field wall. For Mena, his fifth home run of the season. And Brooklyn on the board. Jersey Shore's lead is 2-1. So fifth homer of the year for Jose Mena, and that's only the second professional home run allowed by Painter. He gave one up in Hudson Valley a few weeks ago. Here's Jalen Palmer. That also snaps scoreless inning streak for Andrew as Palmer hits this one in the air to right field. Wilson going back. He's got room as he drifts toward the track, makes the catch, one away. Well, Palmer was hitting 185, flies out to right, and that'll bring up the shortstop, Shervin Newton. The Phillies, since 2001, have had three 19-year-old starting pitchers in high A. Can you name them? Swing and a miss by Newton, a fastball from Painter, and the count is no balls and one strike. Well, you know, one tonight in Painter, swing and a miss, another fastball. The count is nothing and two. The other two were Cole Hamels in 2003 and Sixto Sanchez in 2017. Breaking ball inside. One ball, two strikes. Hamels was 19 years, 201 days old when he got promoted. Sixto was 19 years and a week old, 7 days. Breaking ball check. Swing, he went around. Strike three. Oh, Sherman Newton can't check his swing. And that's the second strikeout for Andrew Painter. It'll bring up Matt Rudick, the designated hitter. And Painter, who came up here on June the 6th and debuted on June the 12th, was 19 years and a little over 60 days old. We're going to call it. But those are the only three 19-year-old starting pitchers in high A for the Blue Claws in the last 20, or for the Phillies, I should say, in the last 20 years, as Matt Rudick takes a curveball for a strike. Rudick fell behind, or excuse me, Rudick got ahead 2-0 in the first inning and then flew to left on the 2-0 pin. Painter into the wind, the 0-1 is a fastball high and inside. Now, there have been some other 19-year-olds in high A, Mickey Moniak, Carlos Tochi, J.P. Crawford, Jonathan Singleton, Anthony Gose, but starting pitchers, only those three, Cole Hamels, Sixto Sanchez, and now Andrew Painter. Rudick drills one deep down the right field line, but fell, and out of play, and it's one ball, two strikes. So Painter looking for his strikeout number three tonight, and 103 in his 60-inning professional career. Peers in for the sign from Iser, and the 1-2 is a fastball hit him. Came high and inside, hit him in the upper part of his back above the number 23, and Matt Rudick will take first base. That was 94 miles an hour on the scoreboard gun. So about 98 to the upper part of his back, or his right shoulder there, and hopefully he is okay. Appears to be, and he will head up to first. Louis Rivera, the manager for the Cyclones, came down to check on him. Chris Newell is the bench coach and also the first base coach, and he came down as well, but Rudick quickly to his feet and heads down to first. So a hit batsman, and that'll bring up Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, who grounded out to third base his first time up. Jersey Shore 2, Brooklyn 1, we're in the third. Solo homer by Jose Mena leading off this inning. Runner bluffs, fastball outside off the mid of Iser, squirts back 10 feet, but no advance by Matt Rudick, and he stays put at first. One ball and no strike count. Jersey Shore, two runs in the second. Iser, an RBI ground out. DJ Stewart, an RBI single. And the Blue Claws have a 2-1 lead as they try to snap a 10-game home losing streak here in Lakewood that dates back to June 17th. Breaking ball high, 2-0. Their last home win was June 16th. Last time Painter pitched here was two Saturdays ago against Hudson Valley on the 9th, and he threw three perfect innings, but then everything went awry after that. Blue Claws lost 6-2. Runner bluffs, curveball at the knees, called strike. So he threw Consuegra there, a 2-0 curveball, and drops it in across the knees, 2-1. Stanley Consuegra from Santo Domingo, 21 years old, turned 22 in September. Painter, quick throw to first, and not in time. They nearly had Rudick napping, but he just got his hand in under Wingrove's tag. Painter works to the third base side of the rubber, breaking ball, that's in there for a strike. He hasn't had to work from the stretch all that often of late. In fact, he threw four scoreless innings, gave up just two hits last week. He threw three perfect innings 2 weeks ago. Runner goes, curveball in the dirt, blocked by Iser. Had to go to his knees to do it, no throw. So a stolen base for Matt Rudick, his 11th of the season. And once Iser had to go to his knees for that, he had no chance. Painter's up to 34 pitches, threw about 75 tonight. And this will be pitch 35 and number 18 in this inning, and he steps off. 3-2, the count on Stanley Consuegra. Right-handed batter with a slightly open stance. And Andrew, a high set. Runner leads off second. The 3-2. Breaking ball outside. Ball four. So a hit batsman and a walk. And that's pretty rare from a pitcher that has such outstanding command. In fact, that's only his fourth walk. And this is 15th inning with Jersey Shore. And the hit batsman of Rudick, that was only the second one in his career, which is about 60 innings old. Fastball at the knees and maybe inside or a touch low. Rowdy Jordan takes it, and it's one ball, no strikes. Jordan hitting third tonight. Flew to center field his first time up. Bats from the left side with Mississippi State. They won the College World Series last year. And time called again. Painter and Iser couldn't come to an agreement. So time was called. They reset the pitch clock back to 18. Here's the 1-0, and that's a fastball across the knees on the outside corner, a called strike, and the count 1-1. 2-1, Jersey Shore, top of the third. They're going to try to get five innings tonight from Andrew Painter through 2, 3, and 4 in his last three games. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, hard grounded to second, on a hop handled by Luis Garcia, whose sidearm's over to first in time, and that retires the side. Jordan made good contact, but he one-hops it to Luis, and the inning over. One run on one hit, no errors, two left. Home run by Jose Mena, 2-1. Blue Claws in front on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Luis Garcia will lead it off here for Jersey Shore. Bottom of the third, 2-1, Blue Claws. Garcia struck out swinging his first time off Dominic Campbell's back up for the Cyclones. First pitch of the third, inside, one ball, no strike. Shannon Kalesa is our guest from the Jake's Got This Foundation.
Hey,
and how
you
tonight's
doing?
Blue Claws Charities Community Partner. Shannon, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing just fine as Garcia takes inside. So tell us about Jake's Got This.
We are a nonprofit, 501c3. Foundation based out of Ocean County. My son Jacob has cerebral palsy, and the foundation
2-0 is lifted foul down third, two balls and a strike.
Works to support kids with cerebral palsy, giving them opportunities to different outside the box therapies and experiences that insurance doesn't cover to help them live a better life.
And the 2-1 is a fastball down and inside for a ball. They have a count 3 balls and one strike. So what kinds of events do you do? I know you recently hosted an event, a walk here at the park a couple of weeks ago, as Garcia rolls one foul up first.
Actually, we did the police Jackson Police Department versus Jackson Fire Department. Had a softball game here. The police won against the fire department, and then Jake put together his own team of special needs friends, and they joined the firemen out on the team to on the field to then play the police department and win the game for the day. We also hosted a pig roast earlier this year.
Fouled back by Garcia, 3-2.
We have a clothing drive coming up in September, and then a tricky tray in November timeframe.
So we talked earlier this week for the interview that aired in the stadium before the game, and here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's hit in the air pretty well out of the right field. Consuegra going back toward the track, but he's there. Right in front of the track, makes the catch, one away. Tell everybody how the organization came to be in the first place.
My son Jake was given the opportunity to do a clinical trial last year in a hyperbaric chamber. He had been on medication for pain and spasms and tight muscles. The chamber had done wonders for him. It got him off medication. He was able to do more, walk more. We had to give the chamber back. The trial had ended shortly after that.
Ethan Wilson fouls one off third base side. 0-1.
All of the problems he was having pre-trial started coming back. When we were discussing the outcome with the group that helped us get to the trial, they said, well, that's not good. We need to get him his
pitch
own.
Pitch is chopped to third. Picked on the backhand by Palmer. Throws across. Two down. Go ahead.
We need to get him his own chamber. I said, well, that's great, but I don't have $25,000 to do that with.
Yeah.
So they told us, you know what, don't worry about it. We're going to do a fundraiser. We're going to get him this chamber. So within 2 months, we had done a couple different fundraisers. We raised a little more than the money to get him the chamber, purchased the chamber, and there was some money left over. And I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't feel right spending it. Was talking with my family, and my mom reminded me.
Swing and a miss by De La Cruz, nothing in one.
She said, you always joke that if you win the lottery, you would open a center for kids with CP. You've asked yourself for 9 years now, why you? Why are we dealing with this?
0-1 inside, 1-1.
We've learned so much, and we've had so many opportunities that we were given and blessed with, and through the support of family, been able to do. She said, why not?
1-1 is outside, 2-1.
Dump that extra money into opening a foundation. Let's give other kids that same chance, that same opportunity that we were lucky enough to have.
Pulled
because
foul.
We know not everybody is that lucky. So we wanted to pay it forward, all the experience, all the therapies, the things we've learned in the last 9 years.
Well, that's fantastic. So who's here tonight?
My whole family's here. Myself, my husband Gary, my oldest Kyle and Jake, as well as Jake's twin brother Aiden. Their grandparents are here.
Grounds one to short. Scooped up by Shervin Newton. Throws over in time. Side retired.
And a whole bunch of our friends and family.
How can folks find out more about the organization?
You can go online, www.jakesgotthis.org. Or on Facebook is probably the best way to follow all of our events and what's coming up. That's the Jake's Got This Foundation.
Shannon Kulesa, thank you so much. Jake's Got This. Tonight's Blue Cross Charities Community Partner of the Game. 1-2-3 for Dominic Hamill. Shannon, keep up the great work.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Top four coming up. 2-1 Blue Cross.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Andrew Painter for the fourth. 2-1 Jersey Shore. First pitch, breaking ball, chopped to third from Fraylin Mignetti. Waits on it, throws to first in time. Gets Alex Ramirez. One pitch, one out. Another one pitch at bat for Brooklyn tonight. And as we said before, it's pretty clear that they are going to go after strikes early in counts here this evening and try to stay away from those late at bat sliders, curveballs from Painter, or those 98 mile an hour fastballs at the letters. They're trying to attack early in the count if they can. Breaking ball, strike, a curveball to JT Schwartz in the count, nothing and one. The run came on a home run by Jose Mena in the third. It's his fifth home run of the season. 2-1 lead for Jersey Shore. Breaking ball, again a strike. So back-to-back curveballs for Painter to JT Schwartz, who was the Pac-12 batting champion last year at UCLA. Fourth-round pick of the Mets a year ago. Grounded out to Wingrove at first base, his counterpart in the second. High set for Painter. Here's the 0-2. And it's another breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. Blocked by Iser, kick to his right a bit, picks it up, throws the first two away. Third strikeout for Painter, and two out, nobody on for Jose Perosa. And that strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin in Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. So two out and nobody on. Here's Perosa, who flew to center his first time. Painter has the sign. Here's the first offering, a fastball that misses outside. And a count 1-0 on Jose Perosa. He was with Brooklyn all of last year. Just turned 22 in June. Fastball popped up very high. Third base side. Backing up on it, Mignetti in foul ground. Overcomes Martin out near the bullpen, and it's out of play. Lands in the first row down that left field line behind or next to the Cyclone bullpen and into the seats in section 115. And the count is 1-1 on Jose Perosa. Blue Claws wearing their Bruce Claws jersey tonight. It's the 14th annual Bruce Springsteen Appreciation Night. We left them four tickets, but I don't think they were used. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball fouled off at home plate. And the count 1-2 on Jose Perosa. Painter is fan 3, looking for number 4. Perosa calls time. Fifth game for Andrew with the Blue Claws. Second one here. Into the line for the 1-2. Slider swinging a miss. He got him. Chased one of the third strike three. Iser tags him out, and that retires the sign. Back-to-back strikeouts for Painter. 1-2-3. Go the Cyclones in the fourth. 2-1 Jersey Shore. Bottom four coming up on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Casey Martin leading it off here for Jersey Shore. Bottom of the fourth with Tony Graham. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Blue Claws a 2-1 lead. Martin walked in the second inning and came around to score the RBI single by DJ Stewart. Right-handed batter is Martin with a slightly open stance. And Dominic Hamill into the wind. Fastball on the outside corner. Nothing and one. So through four innings, Andrew Painter has thrown 46 pitches, 29 strikes, 4 strikeouts, 1 hit. The main a homer, swing and a miss. Nothing in two. And the one run. And Andrew will stay on for the fifth, which will make this his longest outing, assuming he finishes five with the Blue Claws. He threw six innings twice for Clearwater. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. One away. Five strikeouts for Dominic Campbell. And here's Rickson Wingrove, who struck out swinging. Wingrove was about 2 inches from an RBI double in that second inning. Hit a squibber up, not a squibber, an inside-out grounder up third that I thought was fair. Tony, you?
Yeah, I was stunned when they called
and
the foul.
Called the foul. They ended up striking out. Blue Claws got two runs anyway. Big cut and a miss by Wingrove. There in the count, nothing in one.
However, Keith Werman, managing at third for Jersey Shore, did not protest, nor was there any reaction from the Blue Claws dugout, which has a clear shot at it.
0-1 is a hard grounder towards second base, past the lunge of Perosa into right field. Another base hit for Rickson Wingrove. He had a home run last night, going 1-for-3, and now he has a base hit here tonight. Some thunder from down under. Rickson has had a really nice year since he got here back on May 24th, the day after his 22nd birthday. Here's Herbert Iser. Iser and then DJ Stewart, two 2021 Blue Claws. And that one down and inside. It's one ball, no strikes. And both are back this year. Iser joined the Blue Claws in June when they were in Hudson Valley. Actually, his first appearance with Jersey Shore this year was as a pitcher. Here's a little blooper into shallow left field. Long run in. Rowdy Jordan can't get it. Drops in front of him. A base hit. So an inside-out bloop single for Iser as Wingrove advances to second. And the Blue Claws have runners at first and second and one out for DJ Stewart. Stewart, a right-handed batter, RBI single in the second. And he's at 226 now on the year with seven homers and 32 ribbies. He's one off the home run lead, which is currently held by Wingrove, who had his eighth last night. So here's Stewart, two on and one out, and the pitch by Hamill, swing and a miss, a slider, and the count nothing and one. Raylan Mignetti on deck. Keith Werman coaching at third. Gary Cathcart, who's the Phillies minor league base running coordinator here this weekend, he is coaching at first. And a big leadoff second by Wingrove. Pitches breaking ball, hit in the air to left field. Going back on it is Jordan, backpedaling toward the track. He's there, right in front of the track, makes the grab. Wingrove sprints back the second, holds on. And the throw comes in the third. So Stewart gave it a ride, just got a little bit underneath it. And two down for Fraylin Mignetti, who singled back in the second inning. So here is Mignetti, who had a walk-off single in his second Blue Claws game on June 8th in Hudson Valley. And it was in Hudson Valley, a game that was supposed to be played here over Mother's Day weekend. It got rained out, and they had to make it up in Wappingers Falls. So the Blue Claws were the home team, and Mignetti on a walk-off base hit. 2-1, the Blue Claws lead this one. Hamill's pitch, a fastball low, picked by Mena on the backhand. One ball, no strikes. There was action earlier for Brooklyn, but that was just because Hamill was having a long inning. And we'll see if they get anybody else up here. Fastball strike called on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1 on Mignetti. There are a couple of guys milling about down there. And it's not exactly weather where you want to, you know, where you need to kind of move around to stay warm. 0-1. Fastball blooped in the air. Back of second. Base hit in the right. Consuerga up with it. Wingrove waved around third. Consuerga fires to the plate. On a hop. The tag is in time. What a throw by Stanley Consuerga, the right fielder. And he throws a fastball one hop to Jose Mena. They tag Wingrove out at the plate, and Rickson has now been thrown out at the plate in two of the last three home games, and that retires the side. The Blue Claws do not score Three hits, no errors, two left. We go to the fifth, 2-1, Jersey Shore on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the fifth, 2-1 Blue Claws. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg, 2-5-0 for Jersey Shore. One run, just the one hit, the home run by Mania for Brooklyn. No errors for the Cyclones. 2-5-0 to 1-1-1, and Andrew Painter toes the hill for the Blue Claws in the fifth inning for the first time in his Jersey Shore career and deals a bounding ball through the right side, a base hit on the first pitch of the top of the fifth to Mania, who now has both the base hits for Brooklyn in this ball game. A homer to left in the third and singles to right here to begin the fifth for Painter. 47 strikes now. Sorry, 47 pitches, if you will. 47 pitches and 30 strikes. And there's ball one to the number 8 hitter here in Jalen Palmer. Right-hand batter. The catcher running at first, and that's inside for ball. It's 2-0. Palmer is the number 14 prospect in the Mets system. Hitting at 184, does have 7 homers and 25 runs batted in. And the pitch to him. That's high and away, ball 3-3-0. Palmer also leads the South Atlantic League in strikeouts. He has whiffed 115 times. Here he's ahead of Painter, though. 3 balls, no strikes. And a fastball is down the pike, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Now, some stirring around in the Jersey Shore bullpen. They will get somebody tuned up. The 3-1 is swung on a line drive, base hit, center field. Couple of hops out to Jared Carr. And Brooklyn gets base hits from the 7 and 8 hitters here to begin the top of the fifth inning. A 2-1 Jersey Shore lead in jeopardy. And the number 9 hitter steps to the plate in Shervin Newton, the shortstop. And he struck out his first at bat.
You know, one thing, Tony, that we have seen a little bit tonight up from Painter that we really haven't in his previous starts, falling behind a few hitters. And that time he fell behind Palmer, gave up the base hit. But you know, he has such great command that it's rare when he's in a 2-0 count or 3-1 count.
Runners at first and second now, Greg. Nobody out, top of the fifth. Blue Claws lead it 2-1. The pitch to Newton is swung on, fouled straight back. And it's nothing and one on the Brooklyn shortstop. Jose Mania began this inning with a single to right. And then Palmer single to center. 2-1, nobody out. Painter glances back at second. And deals swing and a miss at a fastball. 91 on the stadium gun, so more likely 94, 95 miles an hour. And it's nothing and two on Newton. Left-hand batter with runners at first and second and nobody out. Painter glances back at second, and the 0-2 is swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of the Jersey Shore catcher, Herbert Iser, and that's one down here in the top of the fifth. Brings up the leadoff hitter in Matt Rudick. Fifth strikeout now for Painter. He's got his work cut out for him now here in the top of the fifth. Two on, one out. And the top of the order up now for Brooklyn. Rudick has slid out and been hit by a pitch. Little left-hand batter swings and misses at a fastball. 91 on the stadium gun. And the count is nothing and one. Rudick, 225, two homers and 14 runs batted in. 24 years old. From the left side, the pitch, swing and a miss. Poured another fastball past him, and it's nothing and two on Rudick. Painter rubs up the baseball. Hides it behind his right hip. Now leans over, gets the sign from Iser. Stretches the 0-2, fastball in the dirt, bounds back toward the mound, and the runners advance, and the ball then re-ricochets back toward the plate. A wild pitch that bounced every which way and leads to the runners moving up a base each. Mania goes to third, and the trail runner, Palmer, goes to second, and the count is 1-2. I don't think I've ever seen a ball hit in front of the plate. Bounced up in the air, had a little backspin, and then bounced back toward the plate. So Painter could use a strikeout here. Ahead on the count to Rudick. 1-2. Jersey Shore infield comes in tight. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, skied into left. Cruising over to his left is De La Cruz, the runner at third. Tags, and he will not attempt to score. And a one-hop throw is cut off by Mignetti. Good play by DLC in left. Thought they might try it, but they do have the catcher running at third, so that was probably factored in. So now two away, and it brings up Consuegra, Stanley Consuegra, who gunned down Rickson Wingrove at the plate to end the top of the fifth inning. Consuegra has grounded out and walked. 264, two homers, 10 runs, batted in. Right-hand hitter with an open stance. First pitch to him is a slider fouled back, and it's nothing and one. Painter has gone to that breaking ball a lot tonight, mixing it in with that 97, 98 mile an hour fastball. Trying to get out of this jam in the fifth. He had two on, nobody out. Now runners at second and third with two outs. Jersey Shore leads it 2-1. Here's the 0-1. Fastball fouled back upstairs over our heads. And onto the roof. And the count is nothing and two. So let's see what Painter does. We'll get a new baseball after he has a little conference here. Herbert Iser, Jersey Shore catcher, jogs out to the mound. They don't want to make a mistake here on Consuegra. The 21-year-old is in his sixth year in the Mets organization, reaching high A for the first time in his career. Originally signed as a shortstop back in July 2017 for $500,000. 0-2, right-hand batter. Tall, erect stance. Painter, the 6-7 righty, deals, swinging a foul off to the right. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. The runner at third is Mania. The runner at second is Palmer. Two outs, top of the fifth. Jersey Shore leads it 2-1. 0-2, the pitch. Fastball grounded to third. Mignetti has it. Steps and throws high to first and safe. It'll be a throwing error and the game is tied. Mignetti can't believe that he put his hands on his head that he made the errant throw. Greg, when he got the ball, now the run is scored. Game is even at two and runners are at first and third. He thought there was a force play at third.
Correct. Right. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, he thought the bases were loaded.
It
was only second and third. And then when he realized it wasn't, he still had time to make a good throw, but he rushed it. And that when you rush it, it sails, and that's exactly what happened. And, Painter made some good pitches in that at bat, and he got a relatively soft grounder. But Brad Bergeson wants to make sure that he doesn't let Mignetti's mistake have this inning blow up. And now, of course, it's a 2-2 game. Blue Claws will get somebody up in the bullpen down in right field. This will be Painter's last inning for sure, and that run is unearned.
No question.
But, yeah, no, that's a mistake, obviously, on Mignetti. He thought he had the force at third, and then even with that, he still had a play on Consuegra. I mean, he certainly would have gotten him with a good throw, and he threw it high. In fact, he's lucky that Wingrove caught it.
Yeah.
Because if that ball got over Wingrove's head, then the second run would have scored. A Rubio Larmenta is the lefty warming up now in the bullpen for Jersey Shore.
As we said, Painter trying to complete five innings as a Blue Claw for the first time. His career high is 6. He did that twice this year earlier with Clearwater. He's got to face Rowdy Jordan now with two outs and runners at the corners. Jordan, 254, two homers, 22 runs batted in, a switch hitter batting left, has flied out and grounded out. Thus 0 for 2. Palmer, the runner at third. Consuegra, courtesy of the error, is safe at first. 254 hitter at the plate, the two home runs and 22 ribbies. The pitch to him is a fastball, slices over the outside corner to Jordan. And it's no balls and one strike. Jordan, a member of the Mississippi State team, here's a throw to first, not in time, that won the 2021 College World Series. Second team All-SEC selection. The pitch to him. Fastball, this one is off the outside edge. And the count is 1-1. Brooklyn has scored an unearned run here. We were talking before the game with Keith Werman, Jersey Shore manager, about, you know, mistakes that Jersey Shore has made. Here's a line drive, base hit in the right center field, and Brooklyn will have the lead. The trail runner heads for third on the RBI single by Rowdy Jordan, and Brooklyn takes a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. These last two runs against Painter will be unearned, but they are on the board, and Jersey Shore now trails it 3-2. Still with two outs, runners at the corners here in the top of the fifth inning. Well, this is really too bad as far as Painter and Jersey Shore are concerned. Now he's got to face the 19-year-old number 4 Mets prospect in Alex Ramirez, who he has gotten twice. He struck him out and induced a ground ball to third. Painter at the stretch, kicks, throws, fastball, crackles inside for a ball. That's one ball and no strikes on Ramirez. Painter should be out of this inning. The Blue Claws should be in the dugout with a 2-1 lead. Not the case. Painter comes set, deals, swing, hard smash through the left side. That's another hit. Run scores. Trail runner stops at second, and Brooklyn takes a 4-2 lead with its third unearned run here in the top of the fifth inning.
One of the things that we've talked about over the last few days, and that'll be it for Painter, is that every time the Blue Claws make a mistake, it seems like the other team capitalizes, and that's obviously to their credit. And certainly Brooklyn has done that tonight. And Painter will leave with a sour taste in his mouth. Obviously, he should have been out of the inning. And, you know, honestly, I don't know that he had his best stuff tonight. But, you know, he was a routine grounded at third away. I mean, he got the ground ball from throwing five innings, one run. And, you know, he'll leave disappointed with his team down 4-2. And the new pitcher will be every day a Rubio Larmenta.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Now, on the other hand, sometimes
a pitcher
has to pick up your teammates. I mean, a pitcher should be out of the inning. That's obvious, but you know, he just couldn't get that last out. And Rubio Larmenta will come into the ballgame now. So three runs have scored. Again, you go back to the ground ball that should have ended the inning when third baseman Fallon Vignetti, for some reason, thought he had a force play at third. He started to take a step or two toward the bag, realized he did not, threw high and in time to first, but the throw pulled Rickson Wingrove off the bag, permitting the tying run to score. And that has been followed by back-to-back RBI singles. So Brooklyn, three runs across, all the way up to Rubio and Minton now to try to slam the door and get J.T. Schwartz to end this top of the fifth inning. Painter wound up throwing 68 pitches, 45 for strikes in his 4 2/3 innings. Will leave having allowed 5 hits, the 4 runs, walk 1, and struck out 5. And Schwartz, left-hand batter, the pitch to him, lefty on lefty, is high, and it's 1-0. Runners at first and second, 2 down. The box score, it says 4 earned runs, but that is definitely not correct.
No, that gets reset after the inning. That's when they update that.
Fastball by Armenta is wide, and the count is 2-0. Now, for game's sake, important that Armenta get the left-hand batting Schwartz and get out of this inning without any further damage.
Yeah.
The stretch, the lefty on lefty deals, 2-0 breaking ball, swing and a miss, and it's 2-1 strike.
Yeah, we were talking about
Schwartz.
The Vignetti play in the context of Painter's outing, but that allowed the tying run to score.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the next two guys get the base hits. And suddenly the Blue Claws, who led 2-0, are down 4-2.
The pitch to Schwartz is popped straight up in the air, and
it doesn't matter.
Do they see it?
No, they call the balk.
Okay.
It landed 10 feet foul off the third base line, but they called a balk.
So dead ball, no pitch. And runners move up to second and third.
Lane Culliver, the base umpire, yelled that pretty loud.
So runners at second and third, 2 outs. The scoreboard reads 2-1 on J.T. Schwartz. The kick and the pitch. Fastball outside, and it's 3-1. Brooklyn began the night just a game and a half out of first place behind Hudson Valley in the Northern Division of the South Atlantic League. They're tied with first half champion Aberdeen. Swinging a high fly, popped up on the infield. Who's going to get it? Mignetti says he will, and he does, and the side is retired. But unsatisfactory inning as far as the Blue Claws are concerned. Andrew Painter deserved a better fate. 300 runs crossed the plate. There were 4 hits. There was 1 big error and 2 left. We go to the bottom of the fifth here at Shortown, and Brooklyn has taken a 4-2 lead on MILB TV on BlueClaws.com.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
We go to the bottom of the fifth here at Short Town. Brooklyn with 300 runs on the top of the fifth has a 4-2 lead, and Brooklyn makes the pitching change here. Luis Moreno, a 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, comes on. This will be his eighth game. Second in relief, 0-4, 3.51 ERA. Normally a starter, he will face the top of the Blue Claws order in Jared Carr and deals a strike call to the left-hand hitter from West Virginia. And the count is no balls and one strike on Jared, who has struck out both at-bats tonight. And he dribbles a ball foul down the first base line, and the count is 0-2. Jared, who is featured on SportsCenter's top 10, not only in the top 10, was the number one play in the SportsCenter top 10 with that diving catch here in left center last night. The 0-2 pitch by Moreno, fastball sails high, and it's one ball and two strikes on Carr, who is at 201 with two homers and 10 runs batted in. Moreno, the Dominican right-hander, kicks and throws breaking ball in there for a called strike three. And Carr has struck out all three at bats tonight. And it brings up Luis Garcia, who has struck out and fly to right. That fifth inning sort of typifies really much of this Blue Claws season. And you go back to the fourth in that Brooklyn made the play, throwing the runner out at the plate in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Garcia. He chops one to first. It hugs the line fair. The first baseman flips underhand to Moreno covering for out number two. So they make the defensive play to get the runner at the plate and keep the Blue Claws from adding on there in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Blue Claws do not make the play in the top of the fifth on the ground ball of the third, and Brooklyn gets three runs. So two outs, nobody on. Here is Ethan Wilson. Wilson has grounded out twice tonight, facing Moreno for the first time. First two at-bats against the starter, Dominic Hamill, who will not figure in the decision, as he did not go the required five innings. And the pitch to Ethan is a little high. And the count is one ball and no strikes on Wilson.
You want some good news?
Sure.
I've dug it out.
Swinging a bouncing foul at the plate.
Griff McGarry, second start for Double-A Redding tonight. His first one was a couple of weeks ago. He left with a blister.
Right.
So they shut him down for 2 weeks. They're in Somerset. Six innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, four strikeouts.
All
only
right.
65 pitches. Bad news is it's no score.
Swinging a ball, popped foul back to our left out of play on the press level. And the count on Wilson, one ball and two strikes. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fifth. Jersey Shore trails 4-2. Blue Claws have dropped 10 in a row here in Shoretown. A franchise record home field losing streak that they would rather not see extended. But right now they're trailing by two in this one with two outs. Nobody on, bottom five. Here's the 1-2, fouled straight back by Wilson. He had a rip, and the count remains one ball and two strikes on Ethan, the Phillies' second-round pick in 2021. Big left-hand batter out of South Alabama. The pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. He got him. And Moreno comes on and strikes out two here in the top, the bottom of the fifth. Nothing across for Jersey Shore. We go to the sixth. And Brooklyn leads it 4-2 on MILB TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long with new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry-in floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the sixth inning, and Jersey Shore trailing Brooklyn now 4-2. Rubio Ahmed, who came on for Andrew Painter with two outs in the fifth, will face 6, 7, and 8. Beginning with Jose Peraza, and then Jose Mena, and Jalen Palmer here in the top of the sixth. Armenta, the lefty, wheels and deals, a fastball is high. 1-0. This is the 27th game for Everyday Rubio. Came in today having thrown 25 in the third innings. The pitch to the plate is inside for a ball. 14 hits, one home run in those 25 innings. It's 39 strikeouts, but 24 walks. The 2-0 is over for a strike. It's two balls and one strike. The walks have been a problem for Rubio, but otherwise, well, you can't discount those, of course, but has those strikeouts to his credit. There's a swing and a miss, and the count is even, and it's also limited the opponents to a 1.63 average in his 26 appearances coming into tonight. Peraza at 224, 5 homers, 27 ribbies. Low and in for ball 3. Tonight, Jose is 0-2. Armenta, the lefty, everything from the stretch. Kicks and throws 3-2, and a ball lashed foul the other way down the first baseline. The count holds at 3 balls and 2 strikes on Peraza. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Brooklyn. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Jersey Shore. Armenta goes into that crouch before every pitch, then straightens, kicks, and throws 3-2. Another foul. This one laced deeper down the right field line, but well out of play, and the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes on Peraza. Actually, it's Peraza, P-E-R-O-Z-A. Right-hand batter digs in, cocks the bat over the right shoulder. The 3-2 pitch is high, ball 4. And it's a leadoff walk here in the 6.
Keith Werman was speaking.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In the dugout. Not again.
Invariably.
So yesterday, yeah, Blue Claws gave up 10 runs, and 5 of them reached base on walks. Blue Claws walked 9 yesterday, and 5 came around to score.
Ball 1 to Mena.
Last week in Aberdeen, six games, they walked 15. The week before that, six games against Hudson Valley, they walked 40. One series they won, one series they got swept. I'll let you guess.
And the 1-0 swung and bounced to third. Diving stop and throw on to second. Back over to first. In time, double play. So Mignetti, who did make the mental and physical error at the same time an inning ago, slides to his left to make the stop on the ground ball by Mignetti and starts a 5-4-3 double play. So two outs and nobody on now in the top of the sixth. Here is Jalen Palmer, the number eight hitter. Takes ball one. One for two. He got a single. He and Mania single to begin that three-run top of the fifth. The seven and eight hitters in the order against the starter Andrew Painter, as Armenta deals a strike. It's one ball and one strike. Two outs, nobody on now, top of the sixth. Blue Claws down 4-2. Breaking ball misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Looking ahead to the bottom of the sixth, Blue Claws will have 4, 5, and 6 coming up. And the pitch to the plate, and that's low, and the count is 3-0. Armenta walked the leadoff batter here in the sixth. He was erased on the double play, but now he falls behind to Palmer. These 115 strikeouts are the most in the league. The 3-0, he swings and bounces a foul out past the coaching box at third. I'm sorry, it was 3-1, and now the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes on Palmer. Two outs, nobody on top of the sixth. Armenta comes set from the left side. Right-hand hitter waits. Long pause. Still long pause. And the kick and the pitch. Swinging high fly ball to center. Jared Carr is underwaiting. Shifts a bit into left center to make the play. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Bottom of the sixth coming up at Shoretown. Blue Claws trail at 4-2 on MILB TV and BlueClaws.com.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the sixth at Shoretown. Jersey Shore trails at 4-2. Checking the scoreboard tonight, Phillies and Cubs are 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning over at Citizens Bank Park. Derek Hall doubled and scored the Philadelphia run.
Phillies got out of a bases loaded jam in the top of the eighth.
And who got out of it? Connor Brogdon.
Connor Brogdon
got the last out. Here is DLC Carlos De La Cruz to lead it off. Blues cleanup, Jersey Shore, Blue Claws cleanup hitter tonight has walked and grounded out. The pitch to him, swung on and blasted deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it is long gone, and it is gone! Way, way out of here. Towering home run. the sixth of the year for Carlos De La Cruz, and the Blue Claws draw to within 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, that was a lot like Rickson Wingrove's home run last night, which went the other way down the right field line inside the foul pole. And De La Cruz hit that one a country mile. There is Casey Martin. Casey at the bat takes outside for a ball, 1-0.
So I don't know what you thought. When he hit that, I thought for sure it was going foul.
Well,
and it just hung in there.
Martin swings and skies it into center, backing up a couple of steps is Ramirez, and the 19-year-old is under and makes the play, one away. Now I'm a little bit over to your right, and I thought it had a decent chance, to be fair, and then I was wishing it the rest of the way. And I think it was fair by actually a fair amount.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Looking at the replay there through the MLB TV feed, it was definitely fair.
Rickson Wingrove, who homered here last night, the shot that we were just talking about, takes inside from the right-hander Luis Moreno, and it's 1-0. So Blue Claws down by a run now, 4-3. The pitch to the plate is inside for a ball. Get the feeling if the Blue Claws can hold Brooklyn from here that they might be able to scratch this one out. Only down by one now in the bottom of the six. Count 2-0, and a big swing by Wingrove, and he missed. Wingrove last night hit his eighth home run of the season, the 25th in the career of the Aussie. And now time is called. I think they're correcting the scoreboard count. Okay, Moreno took too long and is penalized, and the count goes to 3-1 on Wingrove. The 3-1. To the big left-hand hitter is outside, ball four. The tying run is aboard. So Wingrove, who has struck out and singled, draws a walk with one out here in the bottom of the six. Here is Herbert Iser, who knocked in a run with an infield out back in the second and singled in the fourth. And the Jersey Shore catcher tonight bats with a runner at first and one down here in the bottom of the six, and Jersey Shore trails it 4-3. Moreno wheels, deals, and it's high and away. It's 1-0 on Iser. He does have a home run this year, 8 in his career. Iser, left-hand batter, and the pitch to him swung on, golf foul down the left field line, and the count is 1-1. Iser, 24 years old, a 23rd round pick of the Phillies in 2019. It's his 22nd game this year with Jersey Shore. He was here last year. The pitch to him swung on, hit high and deep, right field. On the run, Consuegra back toward the track. The center fielder going back, and he can't get it. The ball is in play. Wingrove will hold at third. It's a double for Iser, and the Blue Claws have runners at second and third now with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. That ball really carried. And neither Consuegra nor Ramirez could track it down. I believe it landed on the warning track in deep right center field.
Yeah, I was just probably thinking, what am I going to do to hit a home run? Because that's a shot out there to deep right center out by the base of the Boardwalk Games. But he absolutely pulverized that. And Luplaus now with runners at second and third. Now, the thing was, he got so much air underneath it. Both Consuegra and Ramirez at least had a fighting chance of getting it, but it was just out of both of their reaches. Now, it was way out there, but Wingrove had to make sure that ball wasn't caught. If there's a faster runner, maybe able to score. And if there's two out, obviously we'd be going on contact. But Keith could have sent him, but I think probably wisely played it safe with still only one out.
And the infield comes in now. Jersey Shore with a great chance to take the lead as Stewart slams one to right, pretty deep, racing back to right fielder, reaches up, and he can't get it. It's on the warning track. One run is in. Trail runner heads for third, and into second goes DJ Stewart. And this game is tied at four here in the bottom of the sixth on the RBI double for DJ Stewart. Well, the Blue Claws this year have been yearning for timely hits, and they've gotten a couple of them here in the bottom of the sixth inning. RBI doubles for Herbert Iser and DJ Stewart, and this game is all even now at four. And the Brooklyn pitching coach heads to the mound now to talk to Marino, the pitcher. This is A.J. Sager, the pitching coach. They will leave the right-hander in the ball game. On the scoreboard tonight, Redding, with Griff McGarry going six shutout innings, has scored three in the top of the seventh and leads 3-0 going to the top of the eighth at Somerset. Bradenton and Clearwater have been delayed. They're going to try to play now. They're warming up. And Lehigh Valley leads Scranton and Bucksbury 7-4 in the bottom of the sixth in Allentown, PA. Here is Fraylin Mignetti. Infield is up. Runners at second and third. One out. The pitch swung on, popped up. No one's going to score on this. Second baseman backpedals near the outfield grass, but still in the infield dirt to make the catch. And Mignetti is out on one pitch, and that's two away. Something began with a home run by Carlos De La Cruz to bring Jersey Shore within 4-3. After one out, Wingrove walked. Herbert Iser doubled to put runners to second and third. And then the double by DJ Stewart knocked in a run. And that will be the last pitch thrown by Marino. So we have a pitching change here for Brooklyn in the bottom of the sixth. It's a 4-4 ball game. Jersey Shore and the Brooklyn Cyclones. And we'll be back after this pause.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
So Brooklyn brings in a new pitcher. Nathan Lavender is a left-hander, 22 years old, 6'2", 210 pounds. The Mets' 14th round pick in 2021. A Fighting Illini out of the University of Illinois this year, with Brooklyn 1-0, an ERA of 1, 4 games, 9 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. Struck out 11 and walked 7. And the lefty will face left-handed batting Jared Carr. The pitch to the plate, swing on a line drive, rocket in the right, it's deep. Right fielder racing back, and he can't get it. It's off his glove, in play. Two runs are in, and Jersey Shore has the lead. On the double by Jared Carr.
Well, It won't be the number one play on SportsCenter, but it's a more important play for the Blue Claws. Carr was the number one play on SportsCenter this morning, a diving catch in left center. And again, the Blue Claws would lose anyway, but this one gives them the lead. Four runs in the sixth, a two-run double. Consuegra's been very close to the RBI doubles by Stewart and Carr, but he caught neither. And Jersey Shore's back in front.
6-4 on Luis Garcia, switch hitter batting right now. As the first pitch by Lavender, Carr jumped all over it. Jared had struck out his first three times, but comes through there in a big way. He dances off second. The pitch to Garcia is a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. So four runs across here for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, you talk about timely hits and the lack of them this season. They've put together a few here, they have, in the bottom of inning number six. Look back at second, and Lavender pitches to Garcia, swing and a miss. And it's one ball and two strikes. The big blows, the RBI double by DJ Stewart, which followed the home run by Carlos De La Cruz, and then the two-run double by Jared Carr. Lavender ahead of Garcia, 1-2. Runner at second, two outs, and time is called. As the pitcher took too long, did Lavender?
Yep, automatic ball, 2-2.
So that's the second time we've seen that violation tonight. So the penalty is a ball. And the count, as Greg described, is even. Runner at second with two outs. Switch hitter batting right is Garcia. The pitch is just low. And both the catcher, Mania, and the pitcher, Lavender, thought it was strike three. They were on the way to the dugout. But the count is three balls and two strikes. Carr, who can, pardon the pun, can really motor. He is at second with two outs. Any sort of a hit will score him. The stretch. The 3-2 pitch. Garcia swings and misses strike three. But a productive inning for Jersey Shore. They take the lead with four runs. And they do it on 1, 2, 3, four hits. Three of them doubles and the home run by De La Cruz. We head for the seventh at Shoretown. Jersey Shore has the lead 6-4 on MILB TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
An eventful bottom of the sixth inning for Jersey Shore yields four runs and the lead. 6-4 Blue Claws. We go to the seventh inning, and Andrew Baker will take over as the third pitcher of the night for the Blue Claws. Rubio Armenta now in line for the win, which would be his fourth of the season. Blue Claws have nine outs to get. They lead by two. Baker's first pitch, fastball high to Shervin Newton, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Rubio Armenta went an inning and a third and allowed no runs, no hits, One walk, fastball outside, and no strikeouts. So Baker, the new pitcher, Andrew Painter started, went 4 2/3, 4 runs, 1 earned. On 5 hits, 1 walk, he struck out 5. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss by Newton of the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Blue Claws, who have not won a game here in Lakewood since June 16th, are 9 outs away from pulling that off here tonight. And the 2-1 is swung on and missed a fastball, and the count is 2-2. Now, the Blue Claws did something before Tony by accident, I think. But maybe it's the good luck charm. So, as you know, we shoot the fireworks off from deep right center. 2-2. Mm-hmm. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him. Strike 3. That was 95 on the scoreboard gun. So 99 thereabouts for Andrew Baker. And there's one away. So they shoot the fireworks off from right center field where the boardwalk games are. There's flagpoles up there. So on fireworks nights, they have to take the flags down, right?
Yep.
So they put them back up today. And whoever put up one of the flags, the left flag, it's a red one that says Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the word mark. Whoever put it up upside down. Fastball inside to Matt Rudick. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. But maybe that will be the good luck charm to flip the script for the Blue Claws here in Lakewood. 1-0 to Rudick. Swinging a foul tip held by Iser. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Maybe the upside down Blue Claws flag will flip Jersey Shore over the top.
That's very good, Tony.
I had to think about that for a minute.
1-1 from Baker's, a curveball that misses outside to Rudick, who's the leadoff man, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike.
Greg, if Jersey Shore wins tonight, that flag has to stay upside down. Right, absolutely.
2-1 on Rudick. Fastball dribbled up for his foul. So Andrew Baker, 22-year-old, from Montgomery, Alabama. Phillies took him in the 11th round last year out of Chipola Junior College. This year, 2-1, 6.41 ERA, 26 2/3 innings, 27 hits, 19 walks, 31 strikeouts for Baker, a very hard thrower who pitched at Chipola, then Auburn, back at Chipola. He had committed to South Carolina last year before signing with the Phillies out of the draft. Fastball high, and the count is full on Rudick, 3-2. Now, the walks have been a problem. Look, that's been an issue for several out of the Jersey Shore pen this season, but Baker's walked 19 hitters in 27 innings this year. Rudick is over 2, been hit by a pitch, 3-2, fastball, swing and a miss, he blew it by him, strike 3. High heat from Andrew Baker, back-to-back strikeouts, 2 down for Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder. So here's Consuegra, who has had a tough night in right field. Right-handed batter, swing and a miss. Beautiful curveball from Baker, nothing and one. And Brooklyn was about 2 inches away from being out of that bottom of the sixth inning. Now, they both would have been good plays. Breaking ball at the knees, strike 2. And the count, nothing and 2. But Consuegra had 1 bounce off his glove from Stewart and then tried the snow cone, the double by Carr, just couldn't quite hold on. And Blue Claws scored 4 in the bottom of the sixth. Fastball low. And it's 1-2. So Baker is sitting 100, they tell us, downstairs. It's pretty good. And he's ready for the 1-2. Fastball hit in the air pretty well out in the center. Going back on in Carr toward the track, on the track, at the wall, jumps up, can't get it, and it bounces back off the wall towards center field. Consuegra's heading to third, and he will be held up there as Garcia takes the relay throw in. It's a triple for Stanley Consuegra, and Carr couldn't quite get there as he banged off the center field fence. 2 down, runner at third.
And that was another high, hard fastball. And Consuegra got around on that one. So here's the tying run, Greg, stepping to the plate.
In Rowdy Jordan, who has 2 homers on the year. A runner at third, Blue Claws 6, Brooklyn 4, top half of the 7th inning here in Shoretown. Baker works out of the stretch. And the pitch is a fastball outside. Count one ball, no strikes. And by the way, if you know, they tell us from downstairs that he's sitting 100, that means that the gun tonight might be off by, you know, 5 to 6 instead of the usual 3 to 4, 5, something like that. Here's the 1-0. That's outside. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes on Rowdy Jordan. So Consuegra's been involved, Tony, in a few plays that those in right field that he almost caught, and then that one in center that Carr almost had. It would have been a great play. Maybe would have got back on.
I was going to say he was trying for an encore.
Here's the 2-0 swing and a miss, a fast slider, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike on Rowdy Jordan. Baker has had, you know, somewhat of an up and down year, but he has not allowed a run in his last 3 appearances. Since giving up 2 runs on July 4th. Here's the 2-1. Fastball grounded back toward the middle. That's through into center for a base hit. Consuegra scores from third. It's an RBI single for Rowdy Jordan. And the Cyclones within one. It's Jersey Shore 6 and Brooklyn 5. And, you know, that wasn't an error on Carr. I mean, obviously, it would have been a great play. But once again, you know, the Blue Claws are in position to get out of an inning. And it's a 2-out hit by the Cyclones. They've driven in now 4 of their 5 runs have scored on 2 outs, and with 2 outs, and 3 of them have scored on 2-out hits. Breaking ball hit in the air down the right field line by the number 4 prospect of the Mets system, Alex Ramirez, 0-1. Blue Claws have action in their bullpen down the right field line. I believe that is Jason Ruffcorn. We'll go Ruffcorn for the 8th and Aiden Anderson for the 9th. 0-1 on Ramirez with a home run yesterday, and a breaking ball catches the outside corner with a count 0-2. 6-5 Jersey Shore, top of the 7th. Luclaw is trying to snap a 10-game home losing streak. They scored 4 in the bottom of the 6th. Baker ready for the 0-2. And it's a breaking ball check swing. I think he went, and no he didn't, says the base umpire, Lane Culliver. Herbert Iser needs to take a cab back to home plate. He ran so far away. And the count 1-2. I was exaggerating, but Iser ran, you know, 25, 30 feet towards the first base dugout. He was sure that Jordan swung at that. Oh, another one to Ramirez. 1-2. Foul back into the screen, a fastball. He was right on it, 95 on the scoreboard gun, so call it a, you know, 99, 100 miles an hour. Ramirez had 4 hits last night. He had an RBI single tonight back in the 5th. Breaking ball, got him looking, strike 3. Baker comes across the inside corner. Ramirez didn't like it, but he's punched out, and the inning is over. 3 strikeouts in the 7th. For Andrew Baker, but Brooklyn gets one back. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left. 6.5 in the books. Blue Claws 6, Cyclones 5 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca?
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. a premier sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer.
Brooklyn goes to the bullpen again. Cam Opp takes over. Blue Claws up 6-5. And they will have Ethan Wilson to lay things off. Call the bullpen. It's brought to you by Provident Bank. 7th inning stretch brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. So Cam Opp comes in for Nathan Lavender, who faced one batter. He faced two batters. He gave up the RBI double to Jared Carr, and then on the first pitch that he threw, and then he gave up, or I should say the two-run double to Jared Carr, and then he struck out Luis Garcia to end the inning. So he goes two-thirds of an inning. Those two runs were not charged to him. They were charged to Oscar Rojas. Here's Ethan Wilson. It'll be Wilson, De La Cruz, and Casey Martin against the left-hander Cam Opp in the bottom half of the seventh. Andrew Baker's day is over. Blue Claws have Jason Ruffcorn warming up in their pen down the line and right. Here is Wilson, left-hander from Andalusia, Alabama. First pitch is outside a breaking ball. And the count is one ball and no strikes on Ethan. And the 1-0 is grounded to second. Right there is Jose Perosa. Scoops it up, throws the first one away. By the way, Tony, Ethan from Andalusia, Alabama, population 8,719. Last night at right. The game, you know the attendance was?
8,700.
Six.
So you could virtually fit Andalusia, Alabama into this ballpark.
If two big families decide to move to Mobile, would have had him. Here's Carlos De La Cruz, first pitch. Swing and a miss, a changeup. De La Cruz has scored twice. Hit a solo homer in the sixth inning, his sixth home run of the year. Cam Opp, a lefty, 26 years old. He went to the U.S. Military Academy in West Point. 20 innings with Brooklyn this year. Six earned runs, 18 hits, 10 walks, 14 strikeouts as De La Cruz swings and misses. Casey Martin on deck. Blue Claws up 6-5, bottom half of the seventh. Opp out of the stretch, and that's outside. And the count, one ball, two strikes. So we told you that the Blue Claws flags that were put back up, inadvertently one of them was put up upside down.
Right.
The one that says Jersey Shore Blue Claws in the word mark. Here's a drive high in the air, deep in the center. On the run, Ramirez back to the track. It's over his head and off the tippy top of the wall. They call it a home run. The base umpire, Lane Culliver, singles for a home run. De La Cruz will jog the rest of the way around. Brooklyn throws it around the horn, but De La Cruz heard home run. Now the fans realize home run. Two for Carlos. 7-5, Jersey Shore. So the question is, did it hit the padded wall or the chain link fence? It doesn't much matter. They called it a home run. And for De La Cruz, back-to-back home runs for him. Got seven now on the season, and it's 7-5 Blue Claws. Here is Casey Martin, and he hits one high in the air to left field and deep. Jordan going back, he's onto the track, he's at the wall, reaching up, and he makes the catch right in front of the fence in left center. Rowdy Jordan, the left fielder, and the Blue Claws just missed. Tony, home runs on back-to-back pitches. So two home runs tonight for Carlos De La Cruz. The last Blue Claw to have a multi-home run game. Well, it happened this year. DJ Stewart did it the last time the Blue Claws won at home on June 16th against Aberdeen. He's the only one to do it this season. So that's all it takes. Here's Rickson Wingrove, swing and a miss.
All it takes is a multi-home run game and an upside-down flag. That's the secret.
0-1 on Wingrove, and he chops one to second for Perosa. Handles the hop, throws to first. Inning over. No, but what I was going to say, right before De La Cruz hit the home run, we heard they're keeping the flag upside down, at least for the rest of the day. Touch them all, Carlos De La Cruz. 7-5 Jersey Shore to the 8th on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Looking back at the home run by Carlos De La Cruz there in the top half of the, or bottom half of the seventh. And we think he got a bit of a fortuitous call on that one from the base umpire, Lane Culliford. Here's J.T. Schwartz, who fouls one off third base side, and the count nothing and one. Now, to take nothing away, I mean, he smashed it 400 feet, but Blue Claws lead it 7-5. Jason Ruffcorn is in there, the fourth pitcher of the night, and that pitch is outside the Schwartz, 1-1. So you have an 8-foot-high padded wall and then a 4-foot-high chain-link fence from the foul pole and right to deep right center, across in center, and then from left center out to the left field foul pole. 1-0, a high bouncer, almost a Baltimore chop to mark near the bag at second. The shortstop throw, Schwartz out, one away. And the ground rule says you have to hit it over the 8-foot-high padded wall for it to be a home run, and anything off the chain-link fence is a home run. Padded wall's in play, and I think, looking back at it, it hit the padded wall. Now, it was pretty darn close, and don't get me wrong, Carlos De La Cruz will certainly take it, but I think he got, I don't want to call it a freebie, but I think he got a friendly bounce.
The benefit.
Yeah. But, you know, he saw the base umpire, Culliford. Culliford called it right away, to his credit. I mean, you make a call. And he did. And here's Jose Perosa. And that's a breaking ball from Ruffcorn, low 2-0. And, you know, De La Cruz, Brooklyn relayed the ball in, threw it to third. And as Carlos is rounding second, heading for 30 points back at Culliford, he said, no, no, no. He said home run. Yes, he did. And it is a solo blast for Carlos. And, you know, that's a huge insurance run after Brooklyn got one back in the top half of the seventh. Grounded at third for Mignetti. Gobbles it up. Double clutch, throws the first two away as Ruffcorn retires the first two batters on ground ball outs. Andrew Baker gives up one run in his inning of work, struck out the side, but gives up the run. Ruffcorn takes over for the Blue Claws here. Aiden Anderson, I think, will be the guy for the ninth. Jason, a 24-year-old right-hander out of the University of Oklahoma, 0-3, a 4.97 ERA, 7 saves. Grounder foul outside of third by Jose Mena. And the count, nothing and one. 29 innings, 20 hits, 24 walks, 25 strikeouts. for Rough Court. You may have heard Tony hit the table. That's because the Cubs just scored. They take the lead 2-1 on the Phillies, but they're in the 10th, so pitch outside, nothing in one. You'd much rather falling behind in the 9th is bad. Falling behind in the 10th is not a disaster because in the bottom of the inning, of course, the Phillies will get the runner at second to start the inning. Chopper to short. Martin waits, plays it letter high, plants, throws to first, inning over. 1-2-3. Go the Cyclones in the 8th. Blue Claws 3 outs from W. We go to the bottom half of the 8th inning in Shoretown. Jersey Shore is 7 and Brooklyn 5 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Another new pitcher for Brooklyn. This one is Justin Courtney. It's like a spring training game. And he is the sixth pitcher for the Cyclones. Cam Opp goes one inning, one run on one hit, no walks or strikeouts. Gave up the home run to Carlos De La Cruz. So the Blue Claws lead it here in inning number 8. And they bat here. Herbert Einser, DJ Stewart, and Fraylin Mignetti as they try to pick up a win to level off this series at a game apiece. And also get their first home win since June 16th. Courtney 4-3, the 3.90 ERA in 25 games. Fastball strike. Claws have lost 10 in a row at home. 29 innings and or 33 innings rather, 29 strikeouts, 15 walks for Courtney, born in Bangor, Maine. Went to Maine and some of the Mets last year. Swing and a miss by Iser, and the count is nothing and two. Courtney last pitched on the 14th against Greensboro, gave him 3 runs in 2 innings as Iser takes that one low, and the count 1-2 strikes. 2 homers for Carlos De La Cruz. Jared Carr, the go-ahead 2-run double in the 6th for the Blue Claws. The lead at 7-5, and Iser takes curveball low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And up in the bullpen, Tony, is Aiden Anderson, the Jersey Shore closer, who is tied with Jason Ruffcorn for the team lead with 7 saves. And they are all one back the league lead. So Iser takes the ball 3-2. So Jersey Shore can pick up, or rather Anderson, assuming this stays a safe situation, Anderson can pick up a league-leading 8th save here tonight. Grounder up the middle by Iser. Long run, Perosa, and he can't field the backhand cleanly, and Iser will be safe at first. That'll be an infield single. And that's 3 hits today for Herbert Iser. And it will bring up DJ Stewart, who has 2 hits, including a pair of RBIs. Fraylin Mignetti is on deck for the Blue Claws. And the batter will be DJ Stewart as Anderson throws in the pen. Stewart 2-3. RBIs 32 and 33 on the season. And DJ with his two hits up to 231 on the year. Pitch by Courtney. Swung on and foul tipped at home plate. And the count is nothing and one on DJ Stewart. Out of the stretch, the right-hander, Courtney. And the pitch, a breaking ball, low. So, Tony, just to kind of go through this a little bit, Blue Claw scored two runs in the second with the ground out by Iser and the base hit by Stewart. They then fell behind in the game 4-2 before they scored four times in the bottom half of the sixth. And that one is high, 2-1 on DJ. De La Cruz home run to start the inning. And then with two out, Stewart the RBI double. That tied the game at four. Carr the two-run double to put the Blue Claws ahead, 6-4. Brooklyn got one back, 6-5. De La Cruz home run, 7-5. DJ chases a high changeup, swing and a miss. And the count is 2-2. Keith Werman coaching at third. Blue Claws had four hits last night. Three of them were solo homers, so nobody on base really most of the night. Curveball low, blocked by Mena, 3-2. So tonight, it's been the opposite. Jersey Shore has 11 base hits in this one. Three and two on Stewart with a runner off first. And the pitch, a fastball, chopper up the middle. This could be two. Peroza Field steps on second, throws to first, double play, 4-4-3. Two down for Fraylin Mignetti. Two out and nobody on, in fact, for Fraylin, who will step up here for the fourth time. He has two hits as well. In fact, De La Cruz, Stewart, Mignetti, and Iser all have multi-hit games. Iser has three hits. Fastball outside to Mignetti, and the count is one ball and no strikes.
Well, the Cubs have now scored four runs in the top of the 10th.
That's a problem.
Two-run error by Alec Bohm.
1-0. Hit in the air to right field. Not deep. Racing on Consuerga toward the line. He's there. Stanley Consuerga makes the catch, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. Last chance for Brooklyn, 7-5. Jersey Shore, Aiden Anderson to close it out on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry-in floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today to find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction. That's 732-905-5600 or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank, and the Blue Claws go to Aiden Anderson, who has been their closer of late. Jersey Shore has two players, Jason Ruffcorn and Aiden Anderson, tied for a second in the league in saves, but all of Ruffcorn's saves were in April and May. All of Anderson's saves have been in June and July. So here's Aiden. Jason at a scoreless eighth. First pitch to Jalen Palmer. Check swing, good slider, went around, nothing and one. So Palmer 1-4-3. He reached on a single and scored in the fifth. Anders hit a high set right-hander. Pitches a breaking ball, swing and a miss. And the count is nothing and two. Anderson, a 25-year-old from Port Arthur, Texas, went to McNeese State. And with the Blue Claws this season, 2.67 ERA, 7 saves in 27 innings. Breaking ball here. Got him looking on the inside corner. Strike three. So Anderson comes in and fans Palmer, the league's leading strikeout hitter. And there's one down for Shervin Newton, the shortstop. Anderson hasn't pitched in almost 2 weeks, July 10th against Hudson Valley, when he threw a scoreless inning. So he is back in there for Jersey Shore. And that one is on the outside corner to Newton, a called strike of the count. And it's 0-1. Actually, he pitched back-to-back games July 9th and 10th. It's only Blue Claw to pitch in back-to-back games this year. And Newton takes high and outside. Newton, the 9-hitter. Then you have Rudick and Consuerga. Consuerga seems to be involved in almost everything tonight. For the Cyclones, 1-1 pitch, breaking ball inside. Slider, the count 2-1. Consuerga had two near web gems of what turned into RBI doubles for both DJ Stewart and Jared Carr. The four-run Jersey Shore is sixth. Swinging a miss, a fastball, 2-2. And then he hit a ball that was very nearly a great grab by Jared Carr in center, turned into a triple, and he scored in the seventh. Anderson out of the stretch for the 2-2 to Newton. Swinging a high fly ball, hit well out in the left center field. De La Cruz drifts after it, back toward the track, on the track, reaches out, he can't get it, and it hops over the wall for a ground rule double. So that'll bring the tying run to the plate. That ball carried a bit on Carlos De La Cruz, and ground rule double. Wind is blowing out in that direction towards left center. And I think it just drifted a little farther than Carlos thought, because he kind of slowed up a little bit as he got out there. I think he thought he was, you know, had room to make the catch, and as it turned out, he didn't. It was out of his reach. Well, he had room to make the play, but he just had a little too far to go, and it carried on him. So Newton goes to second with a double, and here's Matt Rudick, the designated hitter, who's 0-3, hit by a pitch in the third. And he's the tying run. He's got two homers on the season. Pitch by Anderson, a fastball down the middle, dropped by Iser, a strike. And it squirted a few feet away, but no advance by Newton. Now, Newton's run at second, obviously that doesn't matter at all. It's all the batter, Matt Rudick, the tying run. Consuerga is on deck, has two homers in just 13 games with the Cyclones. Anderson, a high set, the 0-1. Is lifted foul off third out of play. The count, nothing and two. We told you before about Redding tonight. Griff McGarry threw six scoreless innings in his second start with a fight in Phil's, and then they gave up three runs in the seventh. They scored three runs in the seventh. They gave up three in the eighth, and then they lost on a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth. 6-3. 0-2 on Rudick. And the pitch is a breaking ball, grounded hard, foul up first. They were up in Somerset. Redding was. Brian Marconi took the loss in that ball game. Logan O'Hoppe, actually, they took the lead on the three-run home run by Logan O'Hoppe. 0-2 on Rudick. He's the tying run. 7-5 Blue Claws. In the dirt, breaking ball blocked by Iser. And it's 1-2. 1:05 tomorrow. We'll be on around 12:50. That'll be a warm one.
Yes, it will.
1-2. Anderson peeks back at the runner at second. And the pitch is inside and hit him. And that will put the tying run on base and bring the go-ahead run to the plate here in the ninth. Rudick kind of jumped up, but it hit him in the foot, and Newton's at second. Rudick will take first, and suddenly, Tony, here's Consuerga, who is the go-ahead run.
Well, nothing is easy for the Blue Claws as they try to win a home game, because they try to win a game, but especially at home, it's been difficult, and they have to try to wade through trouble here in the top of the ninth.
Consuerga's got 16 career home runs. And he takes a slider down and outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Wind is blowing out towards left center. Consuegra's a right-handed batter with an open stance. 21 years old. Pitch by Anderson, high and outside, a fastball. And the count 2-0. Meanwhile, Brooklyn, who probably thought they weren't going to need another pitcher, now get somebody up, because if they score a couple of runs here, they're going to need somebody for the bottom of the ninth. 2-0 the count on Consuegra. The pitch by Anderson is a check swing pop-up. First base side, Wingrove is there. The infield fly rule is in effect. Wingrove in fair territory. And I'll tell you what, Anderson got a break there. That was ball three. And that would have been a 3-0 count. And Consuegra on a check swing pop-up is retired for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Rowdy Jordan, the left fielder. And he's the last hope for Brooklyn. Jordan, two homers on the year, 2-for-4 tonight. RBI singles in the fifth inning off Andrew Painter, in the seventh inning off of Andrew Baker. High set, Aiden Anderson looks back at the runner at second, and the pitch is high for a strike. And the count is nothing and one. Jersey Shore 7-11-1, Brooklyn 5-8-0. Anderson peeks in for the sign. Two on and two out, first and second for the Cyclones. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fastball again. And this time Jordan is able to lay off, and it's called the ball. He laid off the other one that was a ball that was called a strike. And the count 1-1. Jordan, 23 years old. He's from Auburn, Alabama. Went to Mississippi State. 11th round pick last year. 1-1. Breaking ball inside, and it's two balls and one strike on Jordan. On deck is the very dangerous Alex Ramirez. The Blue Claws want no part of him. Ramirez already with five hits in the first two games of this series. 2-1 the count on Jordan. The pitch is a changeup, and that is a little high, ball three. So now 3-1 on Jordan. The runner at second base is Shervin Newton. He doubled. The runner at first base is Matt Rudick. He was hit by a pitch. Rudick the tying run. Blue Claws up 7-5 here in the ninth. Anderson wearing the long red sleeves under his sleeveless Bruce Claus jersey, ready for the 3-1, and it's high, ball four. So a double, a hit batsman, and another walk. Blue Claus walked 9 hitters last night, and they have walked now 3 tonight. Here comes Brad Bergeson, and here, Tony, is Alex Ramirez,
who tonight has struck out, grounded out, singled home a run in that 3-run fifth inning, and has struck out.
So, remember the Father's Day game?
His average thus far with Brooklyn, .264, homer and 8 runs batted in. That home run here last night in this, now his is now his 13th game, with Brooklyn. Greg, go ahead.
So remember the Father's Day game. Blue Claws had the lead in the 8th inning of that game against Aberdeen, and Jason Ruffcorn walked Colin Burns with 2 out to get the Kobe Mayo with a game-winning homer. Here's Alex Ramirez, and he takes a breaking ball down and outside, and I hate to say it, but you know, it kind of has the same feel. You got to get Jordan out there and not have to deal with Ramirez, the Mets' number 4 prospect, who already has 5 hits in the series. Bases loaded, 2 out. And a high drive deep in the left field. Back goes De La Cruz. He turns around. It's a grand slam. And ironically, it hits off the Ocean First Bank. It's a grand slam sign. 4 on the board for Brooklyn. Ramirez, second home run in as many nights. And Brooklyn takes a 9-7 lead here in the ninth.
Well, the walk to Jordan, who, a dangerous hitter, absolutely. I mean, all-tournament team member for Mississippi State's 2021 College World Series champion, but the walk loaded the bases, and Ramirez, and no doubt about it, shot over the fence.
I hate to say you could see it coming, but
you could see it coming.
You got to get Jordan out.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
I mean, this kid is 19 years old.
And not even Jordan. I mean, you hit Rudick, who's hitting .227. Yeah. Here's JT Schwartz, and a breaking ball is outside of the count 1-0. I mean, you can only walk the tightrope so many times before you fall off. And the Blue Claws have tried to walk the tightrope, it seems like, in every game. of late. 1-0 outside, and a count, two balls and no strikes. Coming into the day, as we said, 10 losses in a row at home, outscored 77-29. This one, I think, will sting more than all of them. And the 2-0 is high, 3-0 on Schwartz if they don't come back in the bottom of the ninth inning, which obviously they will now play. And Luklaus will have the top of the order, Jared Carr, Luis Garcia, and Ethan Wilson. 3-0 on JT Schwartz. And the pitch by Anderson is on the inside corner for a strike. And when you have the opportunity to end the game without having to face the top hitters, in general, you got to do it. And then those guys have a way of coming back and getting you. Kobe Mayo hit 7 home runs in the first half against the Blue Claws in something like 15 games. And now Ramirez has 2 home runs in 3 games, or 2 games, 2 home runs in 2 games against Jersey Shore. There's a fly ball foul off third by JT Schwartz, and the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, it turns into a nightmarish top of the ninth.
And Schwartz again shoots one foul, 3-2.
And you started off facing the 8 and 9 hitters in the lineup, and you got the number 8 hitter.
Yep.
For the first out, and then the number 9 hitter, Newton, who had struck out 3 times, doubled. He's the guy you got to get. You got to get the 9 hitter who had struck out 3 times. There's a couple of guys
even,
you had to get.
I mean, even Rudick, who's hitting .227, he gets hit by a pitch. Grounded a short near the bag at second is Casey Martin. Throws to first, a little low, but Wingrove digs it out, and the inning is over. But the damage is done. Alex Ramirez, a grand slam with 2 out in the ninth. 4 runs, 2 hits, a walk, a hit batsman, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's 9-7 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
So the Blue Claws trail at 9-7 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. A grand slam by Alex Ramirez, who has 10 RBIs in the first 2 games of this series. And Jersey Shore will have the top of the order here in the top half of the ninth inning. It's a new Brooklyn pitcher, and that is Dylan Hall, a right-hander. So Dylan Hall, who I'm sure wasn't expecting to pitch tonight, is the 7th pitcher for Brooklyn today, and now he is in line to get a save. Justin Courtney, who threw a scoreless 8th, is in line for the win. Here's Jared Carr. Hall, a 24-year-old from the University of Central Oklahoma. Carr tonight had a 2-run double in the 6th, and the first pitch, a fastball high and outside. It skips back to the screen, and the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Hall, born in Stafford, Virginia. He began his season with St. Lucie, where he had 2 saves and a 1.52 ERA in 18 appearances. And he's been with Brooklyn now for a few weeks. And Carr hits a high fly ball to center. Ramirez drifts into the gap towards left center, waits for it. He is there, makes the catch. There's one away. And Marr now 1 out of 5. So with the Cyclones, Dylan Hall, 9 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 15 strikeouts to go along with 1 save. This would be his second. Here's Luis Garcia, who's 0 for 4 and 5 for 38 since coming off the injured list. Struck out swinging his last time up, and he fouls one back. So the grand slam in the top of the ninth by Alex Ramirez with 2 out in the top of the ninth, overshadowing what has been a great night at the plate for Jersey Shore. 7 runs on 11 hits. Carlos De La Cruz has 2 home runs. And here's the 0-1. And a grounder the other way. Long run. Can't get it. Shervin Newton to his backhand. And now Jersey Shore will bring the tying run to the plate in the person of Ethan Wilson. Hall last pitched on Saturday of last week against Greensboro through a scoreless inning. Got a 6-out save against Greensboro on the 12th, in which he gave up his only run since joining the Cyclones. So Tony Wilson and then De La Cruz.
You got a shot.
So
you
got a
here.
Shot, yeah. And by the way, if you're wondering, De La Cruz trying to become just the second. Jake Blaylock did it. De La Cruz trying to become the second Blue Clone with 3 homers in a game as Wilson takes a strike. And the count is 0-1. What a wild game. But it's certainly turned for Brooklyn. Here's the 0-1. And a grounder to the right side. To his left goes Peroza. He pivots, goes back to second. They get one. An unnecessarily risky play, I think, as they do get the force. Wilson safe at first. Fielder's choice goes 4-6, and there's 2 down. But I say unnecessarily risky because in a 2-run game, who cares if you get Garcia? Just get the out at first with Ethan Wilson. Here's De La Cruz now. Right?
Absolutely.
Because that play, the play at second is not a gimme. Peroza moved over to his left and then had to throw that ball about 65 feet back to second base. And you have a good runner there in Garcia, too. So they got the out, so it worked out. But that was a risk that they probably did not need to take. Carlos De La Cruz has hit 2 homers today. He's the tying run. Bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch from Dylan Hall's a curveball, and it's in there for a called strike. And the count, 0-1 on the 6'8", Carlos De La Cruz. Jake Blaylock, May 20th, 0-4 in Lexington. Throw to first, not in time. As Wilson dives back in. That's the only time, Tony, in franchise history, which dates to 2001, that a Blue Claw has had 3 home runs in a game. 1-0 on De La Cruz. Hall out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Grounded in the hole at short. Newton in the hole. Makes the play. Throws high to second, and everybody is safe. That'll probably be a base hit for De La Cruz. It is. And it's his third. It'll bring up the shortstop, Casey Martin. Tough play for Shervin Newton at deep short. He had one play. He was at second, and he couldn't get it.
He slipped, Greg.
Yeah, he slipped a little bit.
And that threw him off, and the throw was high.
So that's the 13th hit for Jersey Shore. And it will bring up the shortstop, Casey Martin. Blue Claws have 1 walk-off win this year. It was on the road. And here's Casey, first pitch. It's a little fister towards the left side of the infield, reaching after it. Palmer, he can't get it on a half slide, and everybody is safe. And that'll be another base hit for Casey Martin. And Jersey Shore has the bases loaded with 2 out for Rickson Wingrove. Tying run at second. Winning run at first.
All sorts of freaky things happening here in the bottom of the ninth inning. A little blue pop-up that the charging third baseman just couldn't make a play on.
So here's Rickson. Bases loaded. First pitch. Line drive down. First foul. And it one hops into the picnic area and back into right field. He was all over that one, but he was just a touch in front. No balls, 1 strike on Wingrove, who had a base hit in the fourth inning. He walked in the sixth and has gone 1 for 3. 8 homers, realistically, you need a single. You'll certainly take a homer. Brooklyn up 9-7, bottom of the ninth. Dylan Hall out of the Y in the 0-1 is a fastball chop foul behind the plate, and the count is 0-2 on Rickson Wingrove. The runner at third base is Ethan Wilson. The runner at second is Carlos De La Cruz. He's the tying run. And the runner at first base is Casey Martin. He is the winning run. 7 runs, 14 hits for Jersey Shore. 9 runs, 9 hits for the Cyclones, who took the lead on a grand slam by Alex Ramirez with 2 out in the top half of the ninth. Blue Claws in desperate need of a win. They've lost 10 home games in a row. They have the bases loaded here, but 0-2 on Wingrove. Fastball low, and the count 1-2. Wingrove stands in at 6'5", 250 pounds from Newcastle, Australia. 1-2 the count on him. Hall works out of the windup with the bases loaded. 9-7 Cyclones, the pitch on the way, swinging a foul tip just off the mitt of the catcher, Jose Mena, and the count is 1-2. We said before, the Blue Claws' only walk-off win this year was on the road. It was on June 8th in Hudson Valley, a game that was supposed to be played here. So when they played it up there, Blue Claws were the home team. 1-2 on Wingrove. Here's the pitch, and it's inside ball two, a breaking ball that got away from Hall a bit. The catcher, Mena, was set up outside, and he had to reach back across his body on the inside part of the plate. So now a 2-2 count on Wingrove. 9-7 Cyclones, bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded for Jersey Shore. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. A high fastball, strike 3, and the ball game is over. An 11th consecutive home defeat for the Blue Claws. They fought all the way to the final strike, but Dylan Hall strikes out Rickson Wingrove to end it. In the ninth inning, no runs on 3 hits. There were no errors in 3 left on base. So Brooklyn gets the win, their second in a row to start this series. They are 13-10, 43-46. The Blue Claws are 6-16, 31-57. 9-9-0 over 7-14-1. 3 hits for De La Cruz, 3 hits for Iser. De La Cruz had 2 home runs for the Blue Claws, but it was Alex Ramirez, the grand slam in the top half of the ninth inning with 2 out off Aiden Anderson, the winner for Brooklyn. Cyclones win it 9-7. We're back on the air tomorrow at 12:50. Blue Claws and Cyclones in the finale of this series. Dominic Pipkin will start for Jersey Shore. Tony, at the postgame, take it away.
Well, Greg, speaking with manager Keith Werman in the Jersey Shore clubhouse before the ball game, after we did our tape interview, I was speaking with him a little bit about last night's Phillies game, and I said, you know, you lose 15-2, which the Phillies did last night, and you know, you sort of throw it in the ash can. Really, it's a loss. It doesn't really sting that much, at least to me, and even I think he agreed, a loss like that, you just, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, and you go on to the next game. But we also talked a little about if you lose a game in the ninth inning that you're leading, or you lose on some freak play, or you lose a heartbreaker, then those really stick with you. And I think this one will stick with the Blue Claws. But it can't stick with them for too long, because they got to come out here at 1 o'clock tomorrow and play the game. But for the rest of the night, I'm sure this one will really hurt. Speaking of the Phillies, they went down in anguish again tonight. They dropped one last night, and they lose tonight. Now they've lost the first 2 games in the series to the Cubs. The Cubs scored 5 runs in the top of the 10th inning to snap a 1-1 tie. Big 2-run error in the inning by Alec Bohm. And the Cubs win it by a score of 6-2 at Citizens Bank Park. Highlighting the box score, well, let's go to the affiliate scoreboard for you. I'm sorry, we owe you the affiliates. Clearwater and Bradenton just getting underway. It was delayed for quite some time. And in the end, the uh, In the end, there we go. In the end, the game did get underway, and Clearwater is leading 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning in Clearwater. Elsewhere, Lehigh Valley, a 7-6 winner at home over Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the Yankees affiliate. Lehigh Valley, with the win, improves to 50-42 and holds on to at least a share of first place. In the International League, there are no halves. It's all from start to finish, and Lehigh Valley in the International League East began the night in a three-way tie for first place, and they win the night by a score of 7-6. In that ball game, Nick Maton, an RBI single in a 4-run fifth inning. Mickey Moniak, a 2-run single in the sixth, helped Lehigh Valley to that 7-6 victory. They go to 50-42 now, and Scranton Wilkes-Barre is 45-47. Reading playing at Somerset tonight. The Fighting Phils would eventually lose the ball game. The big story, though, I think, as far as the Phillies go, is that Griff McGarry, in his second start for Reading, 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Logan O'Hoppe hit his 15th home run of the year, a 3-run shot in the top of the 7th to give Reading a 3-0 lead over Somerset, which is the Yankees affiliate. But Somerset came back with 3 in the bottom of the 8th to tie it, and a Jesus Bastidas 3-run home run off Brian Marconi in the bottom of the 9th walked it off, as Somerset won by a score of 6-3. So, tough loss tonight for Reading. Good win for Lehigh Valley, and Clearwater is still playing as we speak. Taking a look at the box score in further detail as far as Jersey Shore and Brooklyn are concerned. 2 hits for Rowdy Jordan, and the big blow, the Grand Slam home run, among the 2 hits for Alex Ramirez in this contest. Also, Jose Mena had 2 hits in the ball game. Courtney was the winner, as they used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pitchers in the contest, and he was the 6th of the 7, and then Hall saved it with that dramatic bottom of the 9th inning. Blue Claws loaded the bases, but could not draw even or win it. Andrew Painter started for Jersey Shore tonight. He was victimized by a key 2-out error that led to 3 unearned runs in the 5th inning for Brooklyn when it took a 4-2 lead. Painter officially went 4 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs. Only 1 was earned. He walked 1, and he struck out 5. Blue Claws used Rubio Armenta, Andrew Baker, Jason Ruffcorn, and it appeared eventually that that would be enough, as Jersey Shore battled back and took the lead, but Aiden Anderson gave up the grand slam in the top of the 9th to tilt the game over to Brooklyn. Hits-wise, Carlos De La Cruz, a 2-home-run game and a 9th-inning single. 3 hits for De La Cruz, who started the year slowly, has the 2 home runs tonight. His average is now up to .267. Also, 2 hits tonight. Make it 2 hits tonight for DJ Stewart, and 3 hits for, I'm sorry, 2 hits for DJ Stewart, and 2 for Fraylin Minetti, and 3 for Herbert Iser. So Blue Claws had 2 players with 3 hits in the ballgame, De La Cruz and Herbert Iser, but still unable to pull out the victory before 4,594 here at Shoretown. The game took 2 hours and 38 minutes to play. Blue Claws will try to salvage a game in this series, and Snapwood is now an 11-game home losing streak when they return to action here tomorrow. That'll be a 1-0-5 start. And for Jersey Shore, it'll be Dominic Pipkin, right-hander on the mound, 1-4, 6.64 ERA against lefty Nick Zwack, 4-1 with a 1.49 ERA. That is a 1-0-5 start tomorrow. Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 12:55 on Sunday afternoon. Tonight's game was produced by Ryan Caldwell, with social media by Taylor Petrangelo and Laura Elizabeth. For Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Begin the final score here tonight: Brooklyn 9 and Jersey Shore 7. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everyone.